Well then, let's run down the checklist. Once again, Racetime Radio is live.
You're on the air!
And the Racetime Radio crew is here
to bring you all the action where we get you closer.
And now, without further ado,
here's the Grand Poobah himself,
Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Good evening, race fans and listeners around the world on racetimeradio.com. Tonight, another first in Canadian racing. It's live flag-to-flag coverage of the Edward Collins Contracting 125. We come to you live from the beautiful Eastbound Park Speedway in Newfoundland, Labrador. Back in 2012, Pat Squires and his team purchased the property of the old Avondale Speedway, a dirt track with tons of history. But Pat had a vision. He wanted to build a state-of-the-art, world-class racetrack facility, and he did it. Located just 25 miles from the oldest historical city in North America, St. John's, Newfoundland. This facility is backdropped by Newfoundland's vast natural beauty, giving traditional motorsports fans a sense of serenity with a taste of horsepower. In July of 2014, this racetrack made its debut, featuring weekly racing with Bandoleros, legend cars, sportsmen, and more. Then this spring, another huge announcement for race fans on the rock. Eastbound Park is now NASCAR sanctioned, becoming part of the NASCAR home tracks and the NASCAR All-American Weekly Series, and raising the bar that much higher.
Yes, something we're proud of, and we're glad the track made that step and went ahead and done it, because it is a huge commitment financially and everything else. So we're glad that they've done it, and I know they've done it for us and drivers. It definitely brings it to a different level.
The goal tonight for race teams is to end up in victory lane right here at Eastbound Park Speedway. Oh, but to do that, you're going to have to beat the likes of special guest driver, NASCAR 50 Series Joey McComb.
We better have a backup plan. We can't wait to just hit the racetrack.
And one of the hometown heroes, also a NASCAR driver, Josh Collins.
You want to be inside that top 10 if you can do it. It can get pretty rough at our track. Fellas make mistakes, whatever, and even the veteran guys do. But that's just racing, and I like racing here on the rock. I like doing it in front of our own crowd. But you want to be inside that top 10 when you're starting. If not, it can get a little hairy there.
But these two will have their work cut out for them. The talent pool here on the rock is deep. Our Newfoundland initiation is complete. It's time to race in the Edward Collins Contracting 125. Get something cool to drink, Canada. It's race time live on the rock.
Let's bring this home. Bring it on. Yeah! Hey, good job, buddy.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Edward Collins Contracting 125 live tonight on Racetime Radio Worldwide. We got Mike James up here. Mike, it's exciting times, buddy.
Oh, my. Social media is blowing up right now. Everybody's excited. I'm getting calls from all across Canada watching and listening to this race. But we wanted to give a big shout-out to Edward Collins Contracting, based out of Placentia, Newfoundland and Labrador. They are the proud sponsor of the NASCAR Wheeling All-American Series ECC 125 here tonight. Edward Collins started Edward Collins Contracting, a family-owned business, in its third generation in 1974. Edward Collins Contracting specializes in heavy equipment transport, remediation work, water and sewer, crushing, heavy civil screening, and in 2002, Edward Collins Contracting expanded with the start of Universal Environment, becoming the largest environmental company in Newfoundland and Labrador, and they are excited to bring you guys here today, under the lights, the ECC 125, and we are just moments away, Joe, of getting things rocking here under the lights.
Absolutely. Well said. Looking over turns one and two, we have from Paris, Ontario, we got the crafty Jerry Paxton. Jerry, exciting times here on Eastbound International Speedway. This is going to be a dandy, buddy.
This is going to be one wild race. You know, we watch the time trials. There isn't a lot of seconds in between these guys. We're talking hundreds is what's dividing this field off. They are competitive. And the one thing we found out in talking to the guys in the pits, I think there's something about the Newfoundland culture. They don't back down and they don't back off. And if you're in my way, I'm going over you. We heard it so many times. We've seen it in some of the other races tonight. I have a real funny feeling we're going to see it again.
overlooking turns 3 and 4 at this beautiful facility, is a crafty veteran in the Pro Stock Tour from just across the waterway in the Maritimes. We brought him here tonight. We have veteran stock car racer, now analyst on Racetime Radio. We got Brad Manhaya atop of the 56 hauler. Give us a wave, Brad. What are you thinking?
It's awesome view up here on top of the 56 hauler, Josh Collins. Also, the pole sitters, Josh Collins, tonight. Can't wait to see these guys get going. We saw the rubbing, the pushing, the shoving. It's dark now. We'll see the sparks flying off of these cars as there's no give. And this is the biggest show on the rock, and they all want to win it. So we're going to get her done, boys.
And we're going to get her done right away. But before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, can we please get you to rise? Gentlemen, remove your caps, and we will play O Canada.
O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all thy sons command. Catum brasi potile peye, il se porte la qua. Toni stuare tine popea de plibrios expoa. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, kicks off that part of the program. Mike, here we go, buddy.
We are going to get things going, and we're going to get the famous three words.
Who's going to do them?
I'm not.
You're not going to do them?
I'm going to ask the fans here at Eastbound Park to say those magic words. You all know how to fire these guys up. On the count of three, I'm going to ask you to fire these cars up, and you all know those famous words. On the count of three, 3, 2, 1.
Start your engines.
I think that was Brad.
Yeah. Nope.
No, that was Brad singing. He had his shorts up a little tight.
If I was singing, you'd see the crowd leaving right away. Don't worry about that, Jerry.
Well, the engines have fired here for tonight's Edward Collins Contracting 125, our in-race reporter for tonight, the driver that is going to lead us to green. Driver, the number 56. We got Josh Collins, and we're going to cheat in here, and we're going to see if Josh is ready to roll. I'll be back with you in just a moment. You can take it away, Mike, and I'll try and get Josh.
We're going to get the 2016 Hickman Automotive Group Chevy SS Camaro out on the paddock here. He's going to hit the tarmac here, and 56 is going to roll out. And we're going to throw it over to Jerry for driver introductions.
And as the drivers roll off of that front straightaway pit road, on the pole it will be that number 56 Toyota from Placentia, Josh Collins, sponsored by Edward Collins Contracting, Universal Environment, Dennis Porter Trucking and Reefer Services. Sharing the front row will be the number 18 out of St. John, sponsored by Islander RV, the Chevrolet of Shannon Squires. On the inside of row number 2, driving the number 74 is Jason Groves out of Heart's Desire, sponsored by Exit Realty, WG Garlands, G. Groves & Sons, A. St. George & Sons, Napa Auto Parts, Carbonier, and Ace Cement Finishing and Veertac. Sharing row number 2, driving the number 29, Mitchell Fahey. Out of Carbonier, sponsored by Legs Garage and Auto Body, Legs Restaurant, Legs Auto Tech, and Napa Auto Parts of Carbonier. Driving the number 02, it's Shane Coffin from Torbay, sponsored by Bay Paving, Finish Line Vinyl Design, AH Photography, and SFR Racing. The number 22 of Brandon McFarlane out of Placentia, sponsored by Wingin' It, Coors Light, Mountain Dew, Nolan Graphics, Rockstar Energy, RY Interlock, Dave's Tirecraft, and Reuben International. The number 68 machine out of Mount Pearl, driven by Justin Ryan and sponsored by Tulk Tire, Double R Contractors, Gannett Construction, Reed's Construction, and Ace Painting. The number 30 machine is Gerald Hicks out of Keller Crew, sponsored by Dennis Porter Trucking, Brian's Auto Body, and JDM Repair.
Sorry about that. A little power bump here at the Speedway, but we're getting it under control. Jerry?
All right. Well, we were just getting about halfway down through the field. We got down to the number 25, and that is Joey McComb of the NASCAR Pinty Series all the way out of Whitby, Ontario, sponsored by Canada's Best Fixtures, Winging It Restaurants, Islander RV, and Pilates Shoes. Driving the number 16 is going to be Ross Thorne out of Chance Cove, sponsored by Bay Paving, I&J Smith Hardware, Turner's Garage, and Robin's Donuts. Driving the number 24, Jamie Drukin from Paradise in the JDM Repair, Duff's Excavating, Murray's Auto Body, Harvey Auto Carriers, Chevrolet. The number 44 machine is Graham Tweedy out of Gander, sponsored by Lawton's Drugs, Gander Toyota, Action Car and Truck Accessories, and M&R Auto Pro. The number 91 from St. John's, piloted by Scott Wright, sponsored by Interlock by Design, Big Al's Auto, and JDM Repair. Jason Goss at a Torbay in the number 41 machine, sponsored by Goss's Landscaping and Capital Springs. The number 61 is Chess Cole out of Torbay, sponsored by Eastern Auto Glass and Cool Right. Driving the number 5 machine, the E&G Transportation of Tom Drucken out of Conception Bay. Driving the number 47, Brad Melendi out of Gander in the M&R Automotive, Napa Auto Parts, Gander, Redline Signs, Lakeview Gander sponsored machine. The number 88 is Rachel Coles out of Torbay, sponsored by Bound by Design, Winging It, Aviation Sensuals, make that Avalon Sensuals, North Atlantic Orange Store, Cooper's Heating Solutions, and Tech Lift. Driving the number 11, it's Phil Fowler out of St. John, sponsored by Hamlin Realty and Onsite Auto Glass. And they were doing a lot of work to that race car again today. They put a motor into it yesterday. Driving the number 77 is Shane Eason out of CBS, sponsored by Rebuild All, Cusco Flooring, Samson Equipment, and Impact Signs. The number 15 of Scott Waterman, he's still sitting on pit road. They're working on that one, trying to get it going. He's out of Flat Rock, sponsored by Bursey's Excavating. And rounding out our field, driving the number 49 is Jesse Hicks out of Conception Bay, sponsored by Roger Moyes Bristow Law Firm. And that will be our starting field. If you missed it, the number 56 Toyota, Josh Collins, is on the pole and sharing the front row, the Chevrolet of Shannon Squires. Brad, these guys were under the caution flag now for a few minutes. Do you think that's going to bother them when they're thinking about that fuel cell?
Well, it's going to be hard to tell. I don't know. Brad, are you with us here, buddy?
Yeah, I got you here, guys.
Okay, good.
Going to be some concern because some of these sportsman cars only carry a 15-gallon fuel cell. And it's hard as it is to believe, it does burn off a lot of gas running under caution. So it could be some concerns depending on how many cautions we get here in this 125.
You know, when we were at the drivers' meeting earlier today, they told everybody you can't win a 125-lap race in the first 25 laps. And I think all the drivers agreed. But they've now got their helmets on, and I think when that happens, everything they promised to do kind of goes out the window.
That's the past, Jerry. That's a thing of the past. They're never going to remember that now. Everybody will be trying to go to the front here in a hurry. They've had lots of time to get some heat in these tires. I look for some early cautions.
Well, I think if we talk about rubbing being racing, there's going to be a lot of rubbing going on. I don't know whether they're trying to get some heat into the cars or just, you know how it is, to get a little contact, get you fired up to feel more like driving.
Jerry and I's just thinking about how much rubbing gets a little guy a little more incentive. Anytime somebody hits you, you get a little uglier, you drive a little faster, you get a little more impatient, it all causes cautions.
That's exactly what it causes. A little bit of anxiety in that race car. And
bumping racing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Jerry, we missed one car on the field there, car number 7, Alan Comerford. I don't think he was on your list, but he's sponsored by Hickey's Building Supplies. And he this is his first time out here this year for the 2016 season. Brand-new looking car for the car number 7.
Well, looks like the field is starting to double up here at Eastbound International Speedway. So glad you could tune in tonight. Had a little power failure, but we're back with you, and we're going to go racing here in the Edward Collins Contracting 125.
And looky, looky, car number 15 is going to join us, Jerry. Scotty Waterman.
They were working on that car all the way through the cautions. They brought out the emergency light so they could see what they were doing. The other guy was watching as they came down to the pits earlier tonight, the number 11 of Phil Fowler. They had the valve covers off going to work on that one. He said they had some rocker arm issues. So that number 11, remember, they just put that motor in yesterday. And then I think, if I remember right, they had to take it all out again. They had some leaks they had to fix. And they've been working on that car, and you can see still just a little bit of smoke coming out of there, probably just a little oil dripping down into the cylinder.
Well, we've got a beautiful field here tonight in the Edward Collins Contracting 125. We're about to turn them loose. We got Josh Collins on the pole for this race. He earned it here today, Mike.
Collins, you know, it's going to be a storytell season for him. He needs to win the last couple of races here to win a championship, but he's going to have his hands full. The 74 Jason Groves in row two right behind him, and Shannon Squires in the 18. He's a hothead here, and he's got a great car. Jerry Hayes built that car out of Sydney, Nova Scotia, and you know, there's a lot of talent in this this field tonight. Shane Coffin is also a hard runner. 22, the rookie Brandon McFarlane, he's looking great. Top five finish at the Mad Jack 75 there a couple weeks ago, and of course you got Jerry or Gerald Hicks out there, the big sexy, the Burt Reynolds lookalike.
The Burt Reynolds look-alike. Did you guys do that, or was that something that you heard?
That came from me.
Yeah, did it?
But we can't even count out Mr. Joey McCollum out there. He's got a brand-new car out there, and it should be interesting what McCollum throws down there. I know he's not out there to run for points. He's just out there to have a bit of fun with the drivers. And he knows quite a few faces here from his tech school that he had earlier in March. So he's just super stoked to be out there with some of the people he's met there in the spring.
Well, we got lights out atop of the pace car. That is going to hit road pit road, and we are going to be ready to go for 125 rocket fast laps here tonight. Beautiful Camaro going to head down pit road right now. Field in control of the starter here at this NASCAR home tracks.
23 cars in the field. Here comes the freight train.
Collins and Squires leads them to the green. Collins looks to have the early lead. Squires fights back on the outside.
And Jason Groves in that 74, he is going to work early. He gets inside the 18 of Shannon Squires. He is fighting for second spot. He's on the back bumper of that 56 of Collins. And now Collins goes to the outside down the front straightaway. Squires still there, 74 of Groves, three cars battling for the lead.
Meanwhile, Groves takes over to second place on the backstretch. He goes ahead of the 18 car. Oh, and we are wadded up. And it involves a points leader. The 30 car is in a mess on the backstretch. The points leader in this division tied up in the first caution.
I'm not sure if you can see there, Brad. Is that the 91 car?
It looks like it's green. Looks like 91 from what I can see at
top
of the hole.
Two teammates. I know Joey McComb last year, or with Erica, they ran into some troubles, two teammates. But this is not looking good for Hicks and Wright right now as they are nose-to-nose on the backstretch.
Yeah, doesn't look like a lot of damage from here, but we are quite a ways away from it. We will find out as the wreckers are on their way out to the scene to pull those two cars apart.
Well, it looks
we'll get
like
that cleaned up, and we'll get back underway. Brad?
It looks like Hicks took a hard hit in the right front. He got spun around and was pointing the wrong way in the racetrack, and the 91 car got into the right front. So they're hooked together. I would say the 30 car probably got some serious damage here in the right front.
Guys, we were just exchanging conversation with a few people down here on pit road, and they said, well, there's two ways to look at this. There's two guys that got into it early, and that's too bad, or we got two less troublemakers on the racetrack.
Well, you got two people that were vying for championship points here. Not looking good on that backstretch here, Jerry.
No, we'll see how they get them separated. Then we'll have an idea of how bad the damage is. But probably a pretty good indication of just how hard these guys are going at it, how valuable those points are, and how badly they want them.
A lot of great sponsors on these race cars here at this racetrack. Not a lot. You don't see that a lot at a lot of different facilities, Mike. These cars, well-deckled up. There's a few that could use some more support, but for the most part, good support on these race machines. Nice to see.
Yeah, one of the big benefits of the NASCAR home tracks, when we launched the series there in March with Alex Nagy and the team, it made a big difference, you know, with the exposure with the NASCAR home team and You know, I've seen quite a few cars come up with some big sponsors. Jason Groves had a great run last season and picked up a few big sponsors. Shane Coffin's got a new sponsor package. You know, Mitchell Fahey's got quite a few under there. And, of course, 22, Brandon McFarland out there's got some really big heavy hitter sponsors, Coors Light and Winging It, as well as Mountain Dew. So it's great to see that support to the sport here in Newfoundland, Labrador, and it's definitely going to get better and better each year.
Well, they're picking up the wreck on the back stretch. We'll get him back in to the attention of the crew. Hopefully that car can regain its standing on the racetrack and rejoin the field at the back as an involved car, and we'll see what happens with it. The 56 of Josh Collins still circulating laps behind the pace car, and you know, you don't want to be doing laps behind the pace car, but it is a good sign. That means you're still the pole sitter of this race, and you want to be there at the end. We got one lap in the books. We've got 124 more laps to do here tonight.
That's
going to be a good one.
Maybe we could fly Tintarian.
Timmy, he'll be tuned in. You can just about guarantee it. It's going to be a great race when they get under the green flag. You know, when the temperatures drop, conditions change. And when the conditions change, changes the race cars. And it does it in a big way. Brad, you're probably one guy that we should talk to about this. Have you ever had it where you started a race or ran your qualifying pretty well in the daylight? You got one racetrack, you think you got a great race car, then all of a sudden, you don't go green until the darkness sets in. You're under the lights, so to speak, and it changes the track a whole pile.
Yeah, it does. And if you got a great race car in the afternoon, the car's really neutral, you're usually in trouble for that night. You got to make one adjustment. The ideal situation would have the race car a little bit on the loose side in the afternoon. With the cold temperature, it tightens up the track, so that way your car would be neutral at night. If you're perfect in the afternoon and you don't do any adjustments, your car is going to push. That means it's going to wash up the racetrack. When you're going to go down in the corner, the front end's not going to stick, and it's going to wash up at the wall. We all know that if you have two case scenarios, if you got a pushy race car, it's slow. If you got a loose race car, you got a chance to handle it and be a little bit on the faster side, so it's a guessing game. If you're perfect in the afternoon, you got to make some adjustments and hope you got them right. The big thing with the early start in these races is you don't have a lot of heat in the tires when it gets cold like this at night. It probably takes 4 or 5 laps for the tires to come up to heat. So that's why you see a lot of cautions early. Sometimes guys go in the corner and the car's just on the verge of spinning out. When the tires are cold, that's what happens. And you get collected in little wrecks like this early in the going.
And guys, the number 30 of Gerald Hicks back out onto the racetrack. They had to push some of the body panels off that right front wheel. That was the big focus. They got that done. The big hammer came out to give them a hand with it. They checked to make sure it's not rubbing. And Hicks is back out onto the speedway. Down here in the 91 pit, they're just waiting for the car to come back in. But there's let's just call it an array of front-end parts sitting out here ready to go into the race car.
Yeah, Scott Wright in the green machine. He's going to need every part that they've got in the pits by the look of that. Beautiful lime green-looking machine. Not so beautiful on the front end. But the crew, he's got a good one down here, Mike. They're going to crackerjack that machine and see if they can get it back out. It's early in this one. Man, we've only got one in.
One in, and looking like Carl Levin's on the backstretch there. Phil Fowler, not sure what's going on, if he stalled or so. He's down in turn two, waiting to figure out what's going on there as we get close to going back to green here.
Guys, there's damage on that 91 on both the left and right sides on the front end, so they got a lot of work to do here, and they're already at it. So they're going to be a few minutes. We'll see how this caution goes. But I'm going to say there's a very good chance they're going to lose at least one or two laps before they get it back out.
What are you thinking for favorites in this one, Mike? You got to know that the 56 of Josh Collins, the 18 of McGuire, both those cars very fast at this speedway. But we do have a number of real good fast competitors. You look back here to the Thunder Valley entry, the 47 car, it's got to be figuring into the mix here too.
Some of the older veteran drivers like Melindy and Chess Cole. Chess Cole won this race last year. We had a couple of wrecks, and some of the top contenders went down pit road and opened up the door for these guys that show great patience. Chess Cole's always going to be there in the top six, seven, eight, and that's the same with Brad Melindy. These guys have been around a long time, very patient, very, very much chess players. So today, it could be anybody's game here, but Jason Groh's been looking really good. Shannon Squires is looking for that big checker flag this season, and he is a very strong contender in the 18 car. But like I said, it's anybody's race here tonight until I get to the final 10. Yeah. Even then, I don't know. It's like a crapshoot. Are we going to roll a 7 or 11?
Yeah, one or the other, right? And you don't want a 7 or 11 after the game starts. That would be bad news, but Brad, man, you've won a number of your pro stock races over a long career in the Maritimes, and even in big races like this, you got to play it cool, but in the same respect, you got to go. How would you play this one if you were driving in it tonight?
I'd like to hang around 5th, 6th. Be patient. There's going to be a lot of cautions, guys, and you're not going to win the race in the first 100 laps. You got to be around there at the end. You got to be in the hunt when there's 20 to go, and I've seen so many of these long races where guys are fast, and then if they don't get tied up with the second-place guy, they'll make a mistake going around lap cars. Lap cars will take them out of the race. It's patience. You got to have a lot of patience in these long races, and as we watch more and more of these races, we seem like there's less patience. That's where your veteran drivers, you may not see them in the early going. We see it on the Pro Stock Tour often. We talk about the 18 car from the island. That young fellow hangs around. At the end of the night, he's always there. He's patient. So I would say to be a very patient and be there at the end, and you'll have a shot at this. It's not always the guys up front that get the big check at the lap 125.
As cleanup continues, safety officials down on the entrance of turn number 3. It looks like they're going to jump aboard that little rocket and dash it back in. We'll get the cars relined. We'll get them doubled up, and we'll get them back under the green flag. Trust me, when these guys get rolling, we've seen it in qualifying today. They all have the potential. And the other thing that comes to mind here is the field is incredibly tight. So whenever you got things that are tight and cars that are fast, you could end up with some trouble.
23 cars, I mean, that's a freight train, Jerry. You've seen it on the start there. This could get a little tangly in the next 20 laps.
A little tangly? How about a whole bunch?
A little.
These guys, you know what? When you see them on lap 1 and 2 and they're helping each other into the corner, they're right up under the back end, pushing them in, trying to maybe loosen them up or give them that, you know, extra boost to get out of the corner down the back straightaway. That tells you that's how the pace of the race is going to go. They're all anxious and they all want to get there. Everybody wants to be in the position that, as Brad said, I can save my spot. I don't have to race anybody for it. And I think what we've seen in the last few races that we've been covering is these guys come out and they all talk about patience, but they all run out of it very quickly. And we've been watching some races where if it's a 125, it's like watching 125 qualifying laps. They go at it.
Looks like we're almost clear here, Brad. And the fire crew is going to exit here, and we're going to get back to green flag action. Race director's happy with the lineup here, and we should be back with a finger into the sky very shortly.
Yes, the race emergency vehicle had to give the 11 car a push. He had stalled on the back stretch again. A lot of work this weekend that guy did. We were here yesterday. He was putting the motor in the car, then told me this morning at the driver's meeting to get the motor in. The rear main seal was leaking. They had to take the pan back off, fix the rear main seal, so they've been in their elbows up to grease there on the 11 crew since early yesterday afternoon, right up to race time tonight.
I know, definitely one of the hardest working teams here, the Hanlon Realty 11 car. The car's been looking great, but unfortunately they had some engine issues the last couple of weeks, and now they got the new plant under the hood, and looks like we're going to start to double up here, Jerry. Jerry, are you making friends down there, buddy?
Oh, of course. Now I'm getting invited from one trailer to the next. I'm just looking for the cooler.
All right.
doubling up. Pace car is going to exit here. I believe Greg will throw the finger to the sky. Mr. Strickland, the official NASCAR flagman here today at Eastbound. He is going to turn off the caution. And there is the famous finger to the sky, guys. We are going to go back to action.
And I got a feeling this one's going to be even wilder than our original start, as these guys have had a little taste. And that has just whet their appetite to get this race underway. They've got 124 still to go. And they all seem rather impatient. There are now, I believe at last count, I had three cars on pit road. I think the 15 of Waterman got back out there again. They're struggling with something on that car, just trying to find it, and I don't know if they're going to get it.
So we're going to come down to green here as Josh Collins and Squires leads the field back to the green flag. Note, we're going to go one more lap under caution. Starter's not happy with the lineup.
And Josh Collins sitting on the pole is going to slow everybody down and bunch them up, really tighten up this field. Now as they come around to turn number four, starting to pick up the pace. Green flag flies. We go back racing. Down into turn number one, Collins and Squire side by side. Groves in the 0-2 of Coffin right behind him. Now the inside line moves. It's Collins and the 74 of Groves out in front.
Groves takes over to second position. Squires finish, settles into third, and it's a freight train down the front straightaway.
It's a freight train on two rails as they are doubled up after the top five, and it is going to get a little crazier as they make their way through. Joey McComb in the number 25 running on the outside, and he's finding out very quickly that is not the preferred line around Eastbound International Speedway. Josh Collins leads the way with the 74 of Groves and the 18 of Squires right in tow, a car length or two, back to the 0-2 of Coffin, and then the number 29 of Mitchell Fahey is rounding out the top five.
And it's Collins leads them back. It's bumper to bumper. Collins and 74, the 18 continues to lead the field. Put a car length between the top three in the field. Meanwhile, there's some traffic going on in the back of the field.
The number 24 of Jamie Drukin trying to find his way up through as he is riding the back bumper of that number 22 of Brandon McFarland. McFarland's got his hands full. Here comes Drukin now as he goes down to the inside, down into turn number three.
Meanwhile, the leaders continue to run bumper to bumper with Graves all over the back bumper of Collins as they put a lap, already lapping a car down, one lap down.
Little contact there between Brandon McFarland and the 22 and Jamie Drukin coming out of four, and McFarland losing a little momentum there, opening the door for Joey McComb.
Yeah, McComb now got down on the wide on the racetrack. That's where he wanted to be. He's finding the fast way around, and he is now on the back bumper of that number 24 of Jamie Drukin.
As they continue to be single file as they stretch out the field here.
A little lap traffic there with Alan Comerford in the 7 car as the train comes around.
And now we've got some laps being logged here at the Speedway. Drivers starting to find out what they've actually got underneath them. The 56 of Josh Collins, safe to say he's got a rocket under him. The 47 of Groves on his way, though. 56 of Collins, oh, he can't rest on his laurels by any stretch, guys. He's got a fast car, but that 74 car, he's coming.
Yeah, just looking at the lap times here, Josh Collins with a 17.65. He is the fastest car on the track right now.
And out comes another caution, guys.
It's the number 11 down here in turn number two on the bottom. Phil Fowler has turned around, headed the wrong way. I don't think he made big contact with the inside concrete wall, but he's right at the pit exit and headed in the wrong direction. So,
okay, great time to take a break here on Race Time. It'll be a quickie. We'll be back with you live from Eastbound International Speedway. Stay with us.
Hey fans, this is Allison McLeod, winningest female driver in USAC history, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park is the place to be this Labor Day weekend at the Chevrolet Silverado 250. It's Canada's biggest NASCAR event of the summer with Camping World Trucks and Pinty Series. The holiday weekend includes the Can-Am 200, Family Action Zone, and much more. Plus, we have free admission for kids 16 and under. You can come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Chevrolet Silverado 250 this Friday to Sunday, Labor Day weekend. Discount tickets until Wednesday at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Racetime Radio. Only on Sirius XM 167. We get you closer.
Hi, it's Eric Alper, host of At That Eric Alper Show, heard on Sirius XM Canada Talks, Channel 167. Each week I go behind the scenes with the artists that you love and the artists that are soon to be on your playlist. We do in-depth interviews, in-studio performances, fun trivia, and lists that you won't find anywhere else. That's That Eric Alper Show, Sirius XM Canada Talks, Channel 167.
Yeah, I've been all over the place. There's rednecks everywhere you go. How many rednecks we have here?
Sirius XM's Blue Collar Radio.
Somebody said one time, you took this word from being an insult into kind of a badge of honor.
You might be a redneck.
And it's hilarious.
When people come backstage and they're like, oh my God, you've been in our house.
My bosom swells with pride. My eyes are moist with tears.
You might be a redneck.
And you've got a hole in both your socks, so welcome to Blue Collar.
Sirius XM 97.
Best team in the business.
Can the fans hear me right now on this?
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
NASCAR Nation?
All
yeah, we're here.
Scenes.
Learn as much as we can.
Racing.
Get ready to rock and roll here.
Sirius XM NASCAR Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jimmy Johnson, really got it.
Kyle Busch.
I appreciate you and what you do for the sport of NASCAR and how well you talk about it. And
it's all on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Get a flag here, baby.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the Sirius XM app.
Rebellion became the foundation of the first generation of classic rock.
We must be in heaven, man! Come
on! Classic Vinyl, Channel 26.
On Channel 25,
Classic Rewind
brings you the second generation.
Let the good times roll.
Classic rock.
From the vinyl
to cassette era.
Hear it.
Commercial free.
On Sirius XM. If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Racetime Radio.
And just like we knew what we were doing, that's the end of the break. And one to go at the line there, bud.
Yeah, the famous fingers to the sky. Phil Fowler is on pit road there now. And we're going to go back to green flag action here, Jerry.
We are set to go. This is going to be a wild start, I can tell already. Josh Cullen's the 56, still on that top spot. Right beside him is the number 74, Jason Groves. They are the front row as we come around out of turn number four. The pace car still has the lights on, so we're not quite there yet. There go the lights. So next time around, we should be getting a green flag. Let's see how it goes. The pace car gets away from the field. This is going to be a little wild. Shannon Squires at number 18 on the inside of row number 2. Right beside him, the 02 is Shane Coffin. Then it's the 29 of Marty Fehey on the inside of row 3. Beside him, the number 68 of Justin Ryan. So it's going to be a little wild up front here. I think these guys are still trying to settle down and sort it out.
Collins and Graves will bring them back to green here as we come off turn 4. They take the green flag side, but out comes...
Yeah, they stacked them up at the back of the field there. Maybe a little stutter starter. Guys getting antsy near the back. They do have a slight pile up at the back. We got some fenders tore up. Probably a couple feelings hurt, but they'll get it sorted out. This won't be too bad here.
You know, we talked about veterans, and it's Chess Cole. Look at the front bumper there. Brad Melendez's bumper's on turn 4. And you got Gerald Hicks. Three guys that have been racing with each other for over 15 years.
Oh, yeah, but it happens quick, right? Little accordion. All that would have happened, Brad, man, is just a slight lift on the gas when everybody else is thinking green and somebody's getting readjusted in the seat. That's all it takes, and you can have a pileup. And it doesn't happen to those guys. It happens like 4 or 5 back.
Well, it does, Joe. And, I mean, The bottom is the preferred groove around here, so you don't want to leave that hole on the green. So you're right on the guy's bumper right in front of you. And if he hit cocks a little bit or just bobbles the throttle a little bit, you're into him. You got no place to go. You're just anticipating getting that green and keeping the gap closed.
Any of the involved cars to the attention of their crew on pit road. See a nose cone for the 47 flying down pit road as the 30 car will also pull into the pits. The crew takes a quick look, pulls a couple of hood pins by the look of it. They're going to have a quick look at the number 30 crew around to the...
I can tell you right now, there's not going to be... They didn't pull any hood pins. They're trying to pull the front end off the suspension parts and off the rad. That front end is taking a beating tonight, let me tell you. The hood is bowed up. They're having a look inside just to see if there's something there, but that fiberglass is all broken up.
Nine laps into tonight's Edward Collins Contracting, 125. Casualties on pit road early tonight. The number 11, by the look of it, Fowler's car down pit road. At least I think that's the 11 down there, the 47. Gets the nose tore off, gets the attention he needs. He's going to come back to the racetrack a little fresher in the front end. We still have the 91 of Smith, I believe. Nope, sorry, check that. It is Scott Wright. Scott Wright in the 91. The green machine is still up on jack stands. 30 on pit road. What is that, the 16 straight ahead?
Yeah, that is Ross Thorne. The 16 team looks like his night is over. He's out of the car and looks like he's having a conversation down there.
I guess the 91 is out of this deal tonight, too. They've stopped working on that car. They had a lot more front end parts they needed than they had with them, I think. I know they borrowed a couple from down the pit road, but they've given up trying to put that car back together.
Well, there's no quitting Gerald Hicks tonight. He has got the 30 car back underway, and he comes down pit road. He's going to re-enter this one at the rear of the field. What I was looking at before, I know everybody here will be able to see it. I seen those lights across the trees, and I went, what's that? I kind of thought it was a low-flying aircraft, and... Didn't know what it was, but I take it now. There's a road up there. I got it figured out now, Mike. Yeah.
So, guys, the number 11 is parked for the night. When we saw him go around down here in turn two, the gearbox locked up on him. That was the end of that.
Tough, tough deal. You don't want that to happen to your race car. It's a good opportunity to go down and grab something to drink at the concession stand.
That, those cold Coors Light, cold Pepsis. And those famous Tim Terry deep-fried onion rings.
I'll bet you they got a hot coffee, too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get a little chilly here, and temperature is dropping a little bit there now. You're going to see a little bit different reaction now, and the track is actually getting a little colder there, Brad.
You certainly will see the track cooling off a lot here. These cautions, it'll take the cars a couple of laps to bring the tires back up to temperature, so... That's the danger of the restarts here on a cold racetrack. When you run a lot of laps under caution, is the heat goes out of the tires and you lose some of the grip.
Cars single file around the racetrack here at Eastbound International Speedway. They'll get scoring all figured out, and then they'll realign these race machines, and Josh Collins will lead us back to green in the Edward Collins 125.
Double them up there. That famous finger going to go to the sky one more time. A couple cautions here in the early stages here, but hopefully they got the bugs worked out and we get back to some flag to flag.
You know, we've seen this in a number of races. Guys have a hard time at the beginning of the race. It happens in racing, and it happens to the best. And it's funny. You'll see a bunch of cautions, breed cautions, and then all of a sudden, they go on a long green flag tear, and when they do that, that's when the money laps are all laid down. I got a funny feeling. We got all the bugs worked out, and we're about to go green for a long time here. So settle in, race fans. The lights are out atop the beautiful pace car here at Eastbound Park Speedway, and we got the field doubled up side by side. Josh Collins going to lead him back to green. We got Groves on the outside on row number one. And man, oh man, he's got a traffic jam behind him. You're going to want to go, and you're going to want to go quick, Brad, man.
You are. We got Josh Collins and Groves leading them back to green. Meanwhile, Shannon's sitting in the taillights of Collins, looking to take over that second position on this restart. Back to green. It's Collins and Groves lead the field down side by side. Down to you, Jerry.
And Groves gets the early advantage into the corner, but Collins comes off turn two out into the lead. Groves is going to fall down in line as Shannon Squires of the 18 runs third. Right behind him, the 0-2 of Shane Coffin. And the front four single file. Now they are stacking up behind him.
Brad, Joey got a little loose coming out of four there on the side of Mitchell Fahey.
So we got a freight train going down the backstretch as Collins continues to lead Groves. Squires closing in the gap for the top three as they run bumper to bumper down the front stretch. Single file racing here.
You need a little bit of room to race, and the boys are getting it now. They are spread out just by a little bit, just enough to make a race out of it, and they are doing a great job. 56 Collins up front.
And Joey McComb in that number 25, 125, trying to work his way up. He is just outside of the top five. He is in sixth position, but he's got his hands full. That's the 29 of Mitchell Fahey right beside him and just hounding him for that spot.
He was a little loose getting off of turn two. Meanwhile, Fahey hounds his back bumper, trying to get the job done as Lacombe tries to hang on for that position.
Joey McComb's been in this position a whole pile and for a lot longer than 125 laps. Watch for Joey to use some extreme caution as we got a problem with the number seven on the racetrack. He picks the speed back up.
And the 68's made a real move as he settles. Ryan settles into the fifth position. He came from the back of the field as they continue to close in on the leaders.
Drew can now trying to make a move on Joey McComb on a turn four. That is two spots Joey has lost now.
I think he was looking for a little bit better turning radius going up the racetrack, but as soon as he did, the guy started darting underneath him. Mike, you can lose some spots up there, but watch that line develop as the race develops. Here on the racetrack, 56 of Collins, he pins it down low. He drifts it up high down the backstretch, hits turns 3-4, and he pins it right to the bottom. There won't be going anybody going up the inside of the 56, at least not right now.
Squires all over the bumper of Grove, looking to take away the second position as they follow freight train down the front stretch. Squire really making a move going down into turn three, really closes up the gap as the leaders get all bunched up. Collins pulls out going down the front stretch.
We're coming up on lap 18, and now it's going to get interesting here as Collins and Groves and Squires are coming up on lap traffic as they come up on the 41, Jason Goss.
And Squires goes to the outside of Groves coming off of turn three. He's going to the outside lane. Now they got to fall down in behind as they go by a lap car.
And now Collins in that 56. He is in the thick of the lap traffic. Slowly they begin to get out of his way, but he's got to have some patience to make sure they're clear before he darts down to the bottom.
Jerry, a little contact there between the 18 and 74. Did you pick that up?
Yeah, there was. There. And I think that's all lap traffic. They're fighting their way through there, trying to find a proper hole. And I'm watching the lap cars now. They drift up the racetrack, then come back down. And Shane Coffin in that 0-2 almost got collected by the number 77 of Shane Eason. Eason went up to let the leader go by. Didn't realize Coffin was coming.
Meanwhile, Collins is still in heavy traffic here as he comes up onto two lap cars, looking to go around the 47 car. But he pins it down. He gets caught behind. Meanwhile, Groves is going up the outside of Collins to look to go around the outside of him and onto these lap cars. Lap cars were told in the driver's meeting to stay on the outside, but these two cars continue to stay on the bottom lane. Groves up around the outside. Now they're side by side down the backstretch. Collins and Groves behind the two lap cars. And it looks like Collins will edge out coming up down straightaway. And the 18 car follows Collins through the lap car traffic.
This could get very tangly now with the 47 car still not in the out of the way here. Now Collins trying to go to the high side of him.
Brad Melendi in that number 47 is just holding it on the bottom. And the leader's now going to go to the outside to get around him. Collins down the front straightaway with the 18 of Squires in tow. And now Melendi kind of pushes the 18 up the racetrack. That allows the 56 of Collins to put a couple of car lengths in between. But as Collins in front, Squires now closing it down. He's back within a car length as they exit turn four.
Yeah, biggest benefactor of all of those lap cars We got to say that the biggest benefactor has got to be Josh Collins. He picked the right lane to stay behind the right lap car. The number 74, Groves, he got trapped. He was battling for that lead. He's back in that third spot right now. He'll regain that track position, though. He's got a fast car underneath him.
Meanwhile, Squires has closed the gap, and he's about a car length behind Collins as they go down the backstretch. Squires was the winner on that lap track as he gained a position, get into the second, and he's all over the bumper. Josh Collins on the front straightaway.
And down they go into turns one and two. Collins sticking to that yellow line at the bottom of the speedway. Squires is up just a little bit. That's all it took. Collins got a little bit of an edge, but here comes Squires again.
Squires continues to look to the outside, coming off of turn four, thinks better of it, falls in behind Collins. They continue to put on bumper to bumper, putting on a show here for the race fans at Eastbound Park.
And Josh Collins' car, that number 56 Toyota, will stick right to the bottom of the speedway. That's his advantage in the corners. That's what's getting him through and keeping that advantage over the 18 of Shannon Squires. Squires is running about a half lane off that yellow line. It's a big difference when you come out of the corner.
Soon it's going to get interesting here as Collins and Squires is going to get into some heavy lap traffic again as they continue to roll down the field. In the lap traffic, Collins and Squires bumper to bumper going around the 90 car.
47's in play again now. Fahey and Ryan now trying to get around the 47 car.
The battle is up front. The 56 of Collins puts the 15 another lap down. He's doing it on the high side. But here comes the 18 up the inside. Has a look. Collins takes off and the 18 car's got trouble, guys.
The 18's off the pace. May have cut a tire. They made some contact off of three. And the 18's coming to pit road.
Seen a little bit of a light underneath the hood of that race car. I believe we got a little bit of flame underneath, and we do. Did you see that? Got a lot happening here. The 18 car is pulled into his pit stall. The team is looking at it. It's got to be heartbreak right now for Shannon. That car was on rails, and now he's in the pits. 56 Collins leads it. 33 laps in the books.
Those laps are just counting down here. This is not looking good for the Squires and the Islander RV team.
Meanwhile, the 15 curve has come to the pit as he was struggling on the low grade. Mechanical trouble with the 15 car as he hits pit road.
What a pace set tonight by the 56 of Josh Collins. That guy is checking out in this race. The 02 car is starting to reel him in. Back to Groves in the 74 car. He's not letting the 02 get too far ahead, guys.
Now it's like the battles between Coffin and Groves for second position. It's Coffin all over the back bumper, looking to take that second position away.
Right now, Jason Groves is the fastest car on the track. He's got 0.2 of a second now on Collins and closing in on the real estate here.
And the lap traffic continues to be the big factor. Shane Coffin in that 0-2, that's how he got around the 74 Groves, was just the lap traffic. He just happened to catch the right move at the right moment, and that got him up ahead. But as they get into the lap traffic once again, the car is getting out of the way, so this is going to get interesting to see if he can catch up to the 56 of Collins. He is closing that gap little by little.
38 laps in the books, coming back to 39 as we speak on the racetrack. The number 56 of Josh Collins, that car is flat out flying around this speedway as he puts a 7 down another lap, but he can't rest. I can guarantee you guys, we got guys coming and they're picking up time. They're running faster lap times than what the leader is, but we don't know if the leader has shown everything he's got. Brad, would you be showing it all right now?
Well, no, I wouldn't be if I'm Josh Collins. And the other thing, he's in heavy traffic, so he's picking his way around, just being careful, not working the race car too hard.
Travel down the back straightaway.
Josh Collins lapping the 49 car, got taken out on the back stretch. Race leader spun on the back stretch by a lap car.
Jesse Hicks got into Collins and just turned him towards that outside wall, and Collins is not real happy about it as he gets it turned around, headed in the right direction, but I don't believe he's got too much damage on it.
No, I don't think so. We're going to have to check here. The 49 car didn't even look like these guys were going to be close to contact, but unfortunately, here we were.
Jesse and the 49 car and Collins are into it on pit road there.
Yeah, a little bit of contact as those two drivers are going to come down pit road for some attention on those machines. That'll change the lead in this one. 39 laps in the books. The Edward Collins contracting 125. Caution brought out. The leader spins on the entrance of turn three off the front bumper of the 49 car. Both cars not in real bad shape. I guess the 49 guys got the worst of it, Jerry. It's right at your toe tips.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's just put it this way. The left front wheel is going straight. The right front wheel is trying to turn right. So we know there's some front-end suspension damage in there. And, of course, the nose of the car hanging off. And some very unhappy crew members as I watched Jesse Hicks unbuckle the helmet and get out of the race car. So this may be the end for them.
Okay, quickie caution here. We'll go to a quickie break. Stay with us here tonight on Racetime Radio. Thanks so much for coming to the track. We sure appreciate it. We're in for a dynamite. Oh, 90 so laps. Somewhere around there, we're going to have it when we come back.
Get your race fix anytime online.
www.racetimeradio.com.
Also available on Facebook.
Just search Racetime Radio.
And as always, you can drop us an email.
info@racetimeradio.com.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro. It's time to crown the 2016 Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour Champion.
Put your tap shoes on. It's time to dance.
Saturday, September 17th at 5 p.m. Eastern.
I told him we're just opening it yet.
It's live coverage of the Darba Dodge 200.
Tighten them up because this is going to get wild.
Whatever. You got the winner to fix it.
From Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
I think he can get it done.
It's live flag-to-flag coverage worldwide.
All right, buddy. Have a safe one.
Only on racetimeradio.com.
Keep her in one piece.
For event tickets and details, get to scotiaspeedworld.ca.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, ensuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
Canadian Tire Motorsport Park is the place to be this Labor Day weekend at the Chevrolet Silverado 250.
It's Canada's biggest NASCAR event of the summer with Camping World Trucks and Pinty Series.
The holiday weekend includes the Can-Am 200, Family Action Zone, and much more. Plus, we have free admission for kids 16 and under.
You can come for the day or camp for the weekend.
The Chevrolet Silverado 250, this Friday to Sunday, Labor Day weekend.
Discount tickets until Wednesday at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Racetime Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live tonight at Eastbound International Speedway, where we are under yellow. Josh Collins, the number 56 car, was leading this race before the break, setting a torrent pace on this beautiful speedway. Came up on the lap car, the number 49, contact happened, and around went the 56 car and the 49. Both of them had to make a quick pit stop and watch Josh. He did re-enter the racing surface. He is back out there. Seen him at the pit exit and did see some steam coming out of the number 56. Kind of looked like the car was overheating, but now he is underway, and we can see him on the racetrack, and he is back and forth cleaning the tires off, so maybe he's got that number 56 starting to pull some cool air in, Jerry, and he'll be able to get those positions back that he lost on the racetrack with that contact.
Well, I also think they needed a little time to cool the driver down as well. Josh Collins was visibly not happy as he drove past the 49. He displayed his displeasure, but that's to be expected. He was leading the race and got taken out. That never makes you happy. But, yeah, that car was definitely overheating as it sat down here on pit road. So let's see if he can get through the field. We know he's got the fast car to do it, and we know he's got the skill. So it's just going to be a matter of how quickly he can get back to the front. He's got a long way to go. Now the leader, the 0-2, Shane Coffin.
Got the caution light still on. I will, you guys go ahead and chat. I'll see if I can get a hold of Josh and see if he feels like talking to us.
Should be an interesting restart. As we said, the 0-2 of Shane Coffin up in front, and then the 74 of Jason Groves. They'll share that front row. These two guys have been going at it all night. It's been a back-and-forth battle. The one good news now, they'll have to go a couple of laps before they have to worry about lapped car traffic. That's going to make a big difference to them, Brad.
Yeah, guys, hey, I'm going to break in here. We do have Josh Collins. At least we're going to try to. Josh, heartbreak for you, bud. You were leading the race. Now you're at the back. Is the 56 feel okay right now?
Yeah, we're okay. Just not sure what some guys are thinking. Like that 49, he's like going 2 or 3 laps down, racing you like you're on the, I don't know. Anyway, we'll be all right. The car don't seem like it's not been. We checked it out, so.
You're the man, Josh. You got a lot of fans here tonight, and we wish you well coming back through the field. Settle in. You still got lots of laps here in the Edward Collins Contracting 125. Give her, buddy.
Meanwhile, it's Groves and Coffin leading them back to the green. Advantage to the 2 car going down into turn 1, Jerry.
And Coffin did a great job of just taking up the racetrack off that turn 4. He is out in front as they hit down the back straightaway. 74 of Groves in there behind him. And in third spot, the 68 of Justin Ryan. And those front three already single file. But Groves not done yet. He's going to go after the 0-2 of Coffin as we come down to 1 and 2. As Coffin goes up the racetrack, Groves trying to find a way to him. Can't quite get there.
Single file. Meanwhile, Fahey's looking to the outside of the 68 car. Fahey looking to take over that third position. Loses the spot. As a 24 car slips in there and takes the spot away from Fahey. That car of Drukin.
Drukin has a very strong race car as he makes his way up into that top 5. And on his bumper is the 125 of Joey McComb, who continues to hang around right in that mid-pack. And I have a funny feeling Joey McComb's just waiting till we get later into the race to show what he's got.
Meanwhile, Coffin is slipping up the racetrack, and the 74 car Graves is looking to go underneath him, and he gets the job done, leading back to green. Leader, new leader in the field.
Well, they are side by side as they go into turn 2. Coffin has to get out of the gas as he goes way up the racetrack, and that allows the 74 of Jason Groves out in front. Groves leads the way. The 0-2 of Shane Coffin right in behind him. There's a good size gap as we go all the way back to the number 24 of Jamie Drukin.
Lots of laps here tonight in this race. 125. We've got 44 in the books. Josh Collins not making a whole lot of moves right now, Mike, but you got to be patient, and I think that's what Josh is being right now. He's being patient. He's going to make his marks, and now he's going to pass the 44 on the racetrack and start that progression.
Well, right now you got 75%. Joey McCollum's got his hands full out there with Mitchell Fahey on his door. Drukin's on the back of him. You got Ryan in front of him, and Collins is playing it safe there right now. And now he's on the door to 61 Chess Cole, making a position move.
A lot of double file racing up through the field of lap cars. Meanwhile, Collins is being patient, coming up through the field not to get caught up in something again.
And Collins may be testing that outside groove just a little bit. He's run the last lap or so just out there trying to see. Oh, trouble as we go down into turn number 1.
Oh, we got.
Man, Collins was lucky. He spun it around, put the back end up on the hood of Joey McComb's car, but doesn't look like any big damage. That can't be the same thing said for Brandon McFarland or the number 5 of Tom Drukin, and I believe the 24.
Drukin. Not we'll, Drunken.
Okay, we'll get him Drukin.
He's still not on George Street, buddy.
Yeah, Jamie Drukin in the 24 had the same problem. He was around up there, but the guy with the worst of it, definitely Brandon McFarland.
I know Collins just saved that at the last moment there. A little
Smokey and the Bandit there. I'm not sure if these cars actually got a handbrake, but did he ever put it on the brakes there?
Yeah, you get on those binders pretty quick when you got all that hardware in front of you. The number 30 sort of kicked that all off with incidental contact heading down into the turn. The lane he was in closed up pretty quick, and I think you'll see that the number 30 car was involved in that one and probably kicked it off.
30 into 24, and just looking at the replay here, and it was great here at Eastbound Park. You can just go right back to that replay and see what actually went down, and Mr. Drukin in 24 car actually come over on the top of one, over on the top of Gerald Hicks, and Gerald Hicks pushed him up.
Ah, that's kind of what I seen, too. I seen the 30 car involved in it. It had a chain effect into the turn.
Very close race in turn one there. Jamie Drukin was right there on the door of Gerald Hicks, and they went in a little hard into turn one. Brandon McFarland still not moving up there. He was in the top 10.
Yeah.
Had a great qualifying there for the wing of the team earlier on, but hopefully we can get him back out on the track and, still a long race. We're at lap 46 of 125. But a lot of activity going on right now in the front with Groves and Coffin. You got Graham Tweedy, who's always a contender there. Mitchell Fahey's in the next spot. And then Jamie Drupin's right there.
How about the 56 of Josh Collins, also down pit road, getting some attention. Looks like to the rear end of the 56 machine. The crew is busy down there, and I know you're right on top of it, Brad.
To the right rear, may have a flat tire in the right rear. Joe, they're changing the tire on the right rear here, so it looks like he probably had a tire going down on the right rear.
Kind of probably self-inflicted there on the front stretch, probably.
Well, that might have came from the wreck over on the back stretch, guys. The 49 car, just the lap before the wreck, the rotors were lit right up on the front, so you could see bright, bright orange on the left front of that 49 car one lap before they had the wreck, so they may have lost a wheel bearing in the front or caliper stuck on that car.
Well, good part is Napa sells those rotors each and every day. If you're looking for some rotors, stop by Napa, official sponsor here at Eastbound International Speedway. Beautiful number 74. Jason Groves has got a gorgeous-looking race car out the front of this field.
And I've been talking about him for the last couple times that I've been on your Sunday program. Grove is just there. He's a champion back in the day when he was racing on the dirt. He's had a great 2 years. Last year he was second to the champion, and this year he's looking even stronger.
Coffin back in that 02, he's got a mean-looking machine there, too. He was putting some real good laps down. Again, maybe not showing everything that he's got underneath his foot here tonight until the closing laps. We're going to find out exactly who's got what, but you're not going to be able to hold back too long. You got a lot of fast cars. You're going to need the track position when you can get it. The 56 down and away, the number 125 or the number 12 scored, Joey McComb at any rate. He's also out on the racetrack. Looks like he's going to rejoin the field near the back. The crew is working hard up there in turns number one and two. The wrecker's got our number 22. Brandon will be heading pit side.
We talked about earlier about the veterans and being patient and showing, that patience, like chess match here. The 44 team, Graham Tweedy, he comes all the way in from Gander's, 3.5-hour drive. I don't even think he has a pit crew with him. He's a one-man team, and look at him on the board, top five right now, and he's always there. He's one of those competitors. He's strong, and like I said earlier on, the 44 team is a self-made car, put a lot of time and effort into the 44 car.
Sure has. It pays dividends, and when you can get on that pylon in the infield here at Eastbound, that's good news when you can do that. You like to move up as high as you can, but there's a lot of cars on the racetrack that their lights aren't on that board right now that would really probably love it. The 22, a little worse for wear, as we can see from up here, Mike. Things tore up on the front end of that race car. We got the right front pointing the wrong way.
Not sure who's going to get the lucky dog right here. I'm going to go check in with Bob, but Rachel Cole earlier on got the lucky dog, got her lap back, and she's looking pretty good here today.
Yes, she is.
Pit Road.
She's on pit road this time, but Josh Collins back out there. Car looks a little bit better, looks nicer down this side as he circulates around.
The only trouble with that, Joe, is when you change a tire like that on a pit stop this many laps into the race, 46 laps, the heat's in the left rear. Now you've put on a cold tire. Whether the stagger's right, it may be they're good now, but that right tire is going to build up some pressure. So you got that danger of the stagger not being right. And if the stagger's not right, that race car is going to push like a truck.
It'll push up the speedway. How long will it take, Brad, for that other tire to heat up and bring it back to you if, in fact, it's going to come to you?
Because it's on the right rear, it'll only take about 6 to 7 laps to build up the pressure to where it is if the car is neutral. The part, if you can guess that maybe if you're running 3 1/4-inch stagger, well, when you put that cold tire on and you had 3 inches stagger now, the air pressure builds up, then you'll get your 3 1/4 back if that's what you're running. But it doesn't always happen that way.
Does it affect your brake bias? Are you going to be wheeling more front brake in to rear brake ratio? Do you got to do any of that stuff? Or are you in the car waiting for those pressures and the heat to come back before you go adjusting? Because before you went into the pits, obviously you had a problem.
No, you don't want to be adjusting brake bias. If you do that, you're going to upset the race car more going into the corners. You'll see some guys later in the race on a caution adjust brake bias. If the car is pushing up the racetrack, they may want to give it more front brake to try to get it to stop better going into the turn. But you usually don't do it this early in the race.
Yeah, and we've seen it before where the rotors are just glowing on these race cars. You'll hear the crew chief get on the radio and say, "Hey, bud, give me a little bit more rear brake. We got too much light up front." And it throws the driver for a fit, but you need to cool those brakes down. These caution flags will help with that process, but that long green flag run that we've seen, you can start to see the attrition. Some guys getting some Dr. Feelgoods on the outside, getting back out onto the racetrack, and we'll resume this race here shortly. I can just about guarantee you we've only got a couple more laps, and the loud pedal will get crushed to the floor here at Eastbound, and these guys will be getting eastbound and down real quick. The 74 of Groves will hope that he's got exactly the same car he had just a few laps ago, because that thing was a missile here at the racetrack. Going to be interesting to see how they all stack up, Jerry.
And that it is. We've got quite a mixture going on. You've got some fast cars at the back down just due to bad things happening, Josh Collins being the primary candidate, but we've got some fast guys out front, too, that are going to make a very interesting restart. Shane Coffin and Jason Groves, the two front row cars. These guys have been putting on a show all night, so I don't think they're done with it yet. And then I look at that number 44 of Graham Tweedy. He's been good. As a matter of fact, his car is still clean. There's hardly a mark on that thing. So he's been really good at getting through the traffic. The guy that you got to keep an eye on, though, is that number 30 of Gerald Hicks. He's been to the back, I think, twice, maybe three times now. He's back up there almost into that top five, is in the top five, actually. So there's another car we got to keep an eye on. I think there's some strong contenders that are showing exactly what we talked about earlier, experience and patience. They're waiting for it. It's coming to them.
That it is. It's going to be interesting. 46 laps in the books. If you're here at the racetrack, don't forget, still lots of racing still to come this season. Here at the Speedway, whether you're a drag fan, whether you love this oval track racing, I know they've got tons happening. Get to the website. You can probably buy your tickets right there, but you don't want to miss any of the action. Be here tonight. We crown the champions, the first NASCAR championship. Going to be dealt out on the rock. It's going to be memorable. It's going to be historic. And you want to be part of all of the action. And you can do it right here at Eastbound International Speedway. The cars continue to circulate around on the racetrack. Everything cooling down. Guys gathering their thoughts. And Brad, you pretty well know what you got underneath you, but is this going to change the race car a ton?
Well, anytime you have a long caution, the tire pressure settled down on this, Joe, so it is questionable what you got when you go back. I just had a question for Mike up there in the booth with you. What lap do you haul the lap cars out? How many laps left in the race do you haul the lap cars out of the field and put them to the back here?
I don't really know. Mike's a little tied up right now, but we will get you the answer to that question. We commonly see that happen. Probably the last five laps or so we've seen it at some racetracks. But some, Brad, they keep them in. What do we do in the parts for trucks, Stuart? It's final five, isn't it?
No, it's the final 10, Joe.
Right.
Final 10 laps, we pull the lap cars. If there's a restart, and we put them to the back of the field and put all the lead lap cars up front.
Got a big race coming up at Speedway 662. You'll be chomping at the bit next weekend, won't you, brother? You're going to be heading back to your old alma mater?
Yeah, that's my old stomping ground. I had three championships up there at Speedway 660, and it's always fun to go back. I'll work on Saturday in the tech shed with Donnie, teching the pro stock cars. I did the same thing last year, and I was about to get to sit down and enjoy the 250, and I got conned into going up to the booth with Wade Wilson and Tim Terry doing the commentary there. So I imagine I'll end up doing the same thing this year, but it's always fun to go back to Speedway 660, see all my old friends I raced against up there, and actually my old race car is up there running the two car with Johnny Rankin in it.
Well, you'll have to sign some autographs, or is that a no-no next weekend?
I know what you're getting at, Joe. Might get away with that, long as I'm not at a golf tournament. Can't be signing autographs at a golf tournament, I guess.
Now, what happens if they give a trip away? What are you going to say?
Well, if I'm auctioning it off, I'll just say buy it for your wife or buy it for the wife's neighbor. I don't care. Just buy the trip.
Too funny. Incredible. Brad, man, you're always a bag. I'll tell you that. You're a bag of fun. We love having you on this broadcast, and your wealth of knowledge, my friend, as the cars are going to double up going down the back stretch. I'd love to go into a golf tournament with you. I bet you can crush one of those golf balls.
I can drive her off of the tee, and I can putt. Anything in between, I'm in trouble, so I usually have a Coors Light, and that's how I get in that shape at the end of the day.
Well, that's the tee off out in New Brunswick somewhere. I heard you hit one, and it went in at Peggy's Cove.
Yeah, they thought it was a whale, but it was just one of my golf balls off the tee.
It's getting thick, Jerry. It's getting thick, buddy.
It sure sounds like it. Number 30, Gerald Hicks, is in the pit area. He's got the helmet off and out of the car, so I'm not sure what the issue is, but he doesn't seem very happy with the race car at the moment. And I think he was trying to ask the starter for another lap. I don't know if he'll give it to him or not.
As the cars continue to circulate around this big, beautiful speedway, have a look on the backstretch, race fans, so you can see all the hardware that Edward Collins Contracting has brought to the speedway here tonight. By the look of it, no job too big, no job too small. Edward Collins can probably do it all.
Yeah, they've been around since 1974, third generation now with Josh, and one of the biggest environmental companies in Canada. And definitely by far the biggest in Newfoundland and Labrador. And all started with Edward Collins himself back in 1974. And they're big, proud sponsors here for the Whelen All-American Series.
Speaking of guys that have been there, done that, you're one of the guys from Monster Truck. Do you ever get involved anymore with the Monster Truck stuff? And give us a little bit of history for fans that are tuned in and may not know exactly who Mike James is. Of course, you do a masterful job at this speedway, but you got a storied history as well.
Oh, well, back in the day, I was doing engineering. We decided that we were going to build a Formula race car, me and my buddies, and a lot of cold beers, late nights in university, and ended up competing worldwide in Detroit in the SCCA series, the Formula 600. And just one thing led to another, just like anybody in this sport. You get this motorsports in your blood, and it's a drug, and it's something that carries with you for the rest of your life. You're looking at competitors out there like Chess Cole and those guys. They will never walk away from this sport. Even like Brad out there on the 56 trailer, I'm sure we'll see him for the next 30 years still in some shape or form in the sport. But I ended up getting a phone call to do a Monster Truck show, and we sold it out, and the next thing you know, we were traveling all over the world to the Middle East, all across the United States and Canada. And then when I decided to retire 5 years ago, I came back to Newfoundland and found Pat Squires at the bar.
Imagine that.
And he told me his dream, and this is it. We're here, and we've got a great team. Bob Smith, Sarah Squires, Pat Squires, myself. We work day and night to bring world entertainment to the park. You know, it's not a difficult job. A lot of people think the season ends in October for us, but we're right around the clock preparing the season for 2017. We got a lot of tricks in the bag for 2017 that we're working on, some events that have never been to Newfoundland and Labrador, and that is what this is all about. Eastbound was built to bring new entertainment to Newfoundland, and we're really excited about 2017. We've already started on the hoedown.
Ah, any tips to...
No, don't even go there,
come
man, because the phone calls go off the charts on who to bring. And
come on, sing a note of who's coming.
No, I'm not even going to go there, Joe, but... You know, we're really excited about 2017, and this team, it's been a great ride for the last two years. What we've accomplished in 2 years is unbelievable. I've seen a lot of stuff, and, you know, we've done some big crowds in Israel and even Mexico and Europe, and what I've seen Pat Squires develop in 2 years is phenomenal, and I'm just glad to be a part of the team.
I got to ask you, what's it like to work with Bigfoot? Bigfoot is iconic everywhere. What's it like?
Well, Bob Chandler, I mean, you know, he started the sport out of St. Louis, started as a recreation thing, and then in 1981 he decided that he was going to crush a car at the Silver Dome, and monster trucks were born. And I was very fortunate in the early parts of my career to hook up with him, and we ran the Bigfoot brand for over 7 years, and there's a great family business, no different than Pat Squires here, and it's great to work with teams like that.
Unbelievable. Heartbreak for the 30. I see him pull it right into the trailer. The lights are out on the pace car. It's going to head down pit road, and this Edward Collins contracting 125 is going to resume. We have 46 completed laps in tonight's race, and the field is doubled up. We're going to get loud here again. Eastbound and down is about to happen here as the field works its way. Pole sitter 74 of Groves. He's got Coffin to the outside. Looks like the 0-2 gets a little bit of an edge, Jerry.
And here they come out of turn number two, but Jason Groves in that 74 right back on the loud pedal. He is making a lot of noise down the back straightaway. He has the lead, but the 44 of Graham Tweedy following him through, and Tweedy is up into second. And Coffin in that 0-2 falling back to third.
The door only opened up for a second, and the 44 took full advantage of it. Coffin riding back in third.
The 68, Ryan, diving deep into 3 and 4 now, putting a challenge on the 0-2 car.
And Josh Collins is on the move on the outside now, starting to work his way up through the field. He's looking to get into the top 10 here, as he knows in the late laps he's got to be up there near the top 4 or 5 to have a shot at this.
Yeah, Joey McComb also driving the 125 tonight. Scored as the 12 in the weight machine. Joey McComb, that car looks like it's coming to life, gentlemen.
Well,
74 is going to want to keep her trucking because the number 12 or 125 is on the move.
On top of the trailer here, Joe talking to the crew of the 125. They only have rear brakes in that car. We were just having a conversation. Not bad for not a full brake system on the car.
The 56 of Josh Collins looks up the inside of Hicks in the 5. And on the move is the 56 of Josh Collins. He's got his teammate in his windshield right now. You want to make sure that you got the horn polished up, because it just may come out here. Maybe a beep coming to the back end.
We don't want to see a replay of the last race where Pat Squires and Shannon Squires both got into each other and both cars were out of the race.
Collins gets real loose going down into turn 3. Had the car completely sideways and saved it.
That's called sticking it into the turn, and Josh just gave it everything he had into the turn 1 and 2. We'll see if he does the same thing this time. The 56 on the move. He's got a good race car underneath him. 53 laps in the books now.
Meanwhile, Graves has opened up a huge lead at the front of the field. And the fight is on for second spot. Going down to you, Jerry.
That's for sure. That second through eighth is a whole freight train argument. But here comes the 0-2. Shane Coffin gets to the low side of the racetrack. The number 44 of Graham Tweedy got up a little bit high, made room, but Coffin tried to stuff it in, and now Tweedy brought it back down the racetrack, took the spot back again. Behind them, the number 68 of Justin Ryan, keeping pace. These guys are really not messing around at all, but boy, oh boy, are they ever fighting it out for that second, third spot.
It's a freight train back second through seventh as they continue to fight it out bumper to bumper. Nobody giving an inch here, Jerry.
There is no give in this group whatsoever. And that number 44, Graham Tweedy, currently running in that second spot. He's decided that it's his and he's not giving it up. So he is really pushing it hard. He's got the 0-2 of Coffin on his tail. And now the number 49 of Jesse Hicks, who is down a few laps. He had some front end repairs to make to that car. He's a lap car, and he's just simply getting it up out of the way.
Yeah, Justin Ryan in the 68, also another car on the move. He goes off the inside of the number 49 to put him down one more lap. He will continue the assault on the rear back bumper of the 02. He's got it in sight. Don't know whether he can catch him. The 74 is looking in his mirror every now and then, saying, keep it up, boys. Keep racing behind me. I'm really enjoying the lead here on lap 59. Coming back to lap 60 in the Edward Collins Contracting 125 eastbound International Speedway. It's the big one tonight for the big hardware, Mike.
Collins now on the inside of Joey McCallman, takes the position.
Next on the list for Collins is a 29 of Fahey as he sets his sights on the backstretch of Jason Himdow. Collins continues to work his way back up through the field here under green. Meanwhile, out front, the leader has opened up a half a track lead here as Graves just drives away with it with clear traffic. No traffic in front. He's got the whole racetrack, and he's making some fast laps here around this oval.
Jason Groves now throwing down 17.7 lap times, 3/10 faster than the rest of the field. But Josh Collins is on the move. He's got the fast lap time now with a 17.59.
And the 56 has got that Universal machine on the move. He is coming to the front. He hasn't got much more time. Lap 63. So Josh is counting down each lap. He wants to make forward progress. And he's doing it right now down the backstretch here at Eastbound. He pulls up to the outside of Justin in the 68. I don't know whether he's going to have clear this time, but it looks real good. And now he's on the back bumper of the 02. Here it comes, Jerry.
And Justin Ryan, that 68, not giving up. He is in the low lane. He's got the preferred line. Collins tried to get around him on the outside. That did not work so well. But now it's Shane Coffin in the 02 who gets pushed to the outside lane. And Collins, a little touch on the 68 of Ryan, almost set him off into the wall, but Ryan managed to hold on to it, but it's Coffin who got pushed backwards. Collins just going forward, and he is not giving it up.
Collins all over the back bumper to Ryan in the 68 car, looking to take that position away. That would be for position number 3 on the racetrack as Collins sets a torrid pace here, trying to get back to the front.
And Collins now on the inside of the racetrack, trying to work his way underneath the 68 of Justin Ryan. He steals that one. Now he's got his sights set on the 44 of Graham Tweedy. And down the back straightaway, gets down low on him as they come to 3. And Collins going to work this one hard. Puts Tweedy to the outside. They do a little bit, looked almost like contact as they came out of 4. But 56, Josh Collins is up into second spot. Now he's got to chase down the 74 of Jason Groves.
The leader has half a track length lead here, so Collins got his work cut out to chase him down.
Collins got lots of clean air now, so it'll be interesting what his lap times are going to throw down now.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Josh Collins' crew told him that Jason Groves is in that number 74, almost a half a track ahead of him. He's got to lay down some fast laps, or He's got to pray for a caution flag.
Jason Groves now thrown down 18.59 lap times. He's way off the mark, and Collins is going to close in on real estate here. He's got almost a second now on lap times. Collins consistently throwing down 17.6 lap times.
The question is the leader saving the car? Maybe not running it hard. Only he knows, but Collins continues to close the gap.
And that could turn out to be something we'll find out in the latter part of this race if Josh Collins uses up that race car trying to catch up to the 74 of Jason Groves. Maybe Groves is taking it easy. He did have to make his way through some lap traffic. That might have slowed down his lap times, but that 74 car still looks like he's on rails making his way around the track.
73 laps in the books. We're closing in on the 125. The big hardware is going to go tonight. The 74 wants it right now, and he's proven it on the racetrack. But the 56 of Collins is up into that second spot and coming.
Lap 75, we're going to go to that mandatory caution. So this is going to line them back up and get real interesting. So this big gap here, Groves might be playing strategy right now as he is definitely a second off the mark on Collins. But we are now under a mandatory caution.
So the caution flag will be coming out here shortly. We'll have to watch for that. Guys will be able to get some much-needed service on their race car. If they decide to come down pit road, they can. They can get some service. Now, in the driver's meeting, it was said that you didn't have to come down pit road, but the reline will be the same as what it was on the racetrack when the caution flew. So if you want to circulate and not let your car overheat, you can choose to do that. But you may want to go down and get a splash and a little bit of adjustments.
This is going to come down to strategy. Not sure how many cautions are going to come into play here, so how much fuel they'll actually take. But they are only allowed to grab fuel on this mandatory caution and then back out right away and get a restart right away for the fans.
Incredible race so far here tonight at Eastbound International Speedway. If you're tuned in on racetimeradio.com and you're listening to the re-air, I want you to know we had a little bit of a power dip here at the racetrack earlier tonight, just at the beginning of the race. Couldn't have been worse timing, and it did take the equipment down here at the Speedway. So unfortunately, the live coverage aspect of tonight's event will have to take the back seat, and that on-demand rear is going to come right into play. Caution has flown here at the racetrack. The 74, the leader, is going to make his way down pit road. We'll see what kind of adjustments he does. And I know, Jerry, you are down there. And I know, Brad, you're down there. So, Jerry, why don't you take it away? What are some of the adjustments being made on some of these cars?
Well, I'm just having a look at the 74 of Groves. They are putting fuel in the race car. That seems to be the only thing they're doing is putting fuel in. But yeah. Looks like they're going to give him lots. They're thinking he's going to use a fair bit today.
Got the 56 car, Josh Collins here. They're just putting fuel in. They'll look at putting fuel in the Lacombe car also. That's just about it, guys. They're not doing adjustments, just putting fuel in. If I remember from the driver's meeting, that was probably all they could do. They were told they weren't allowed to take rubber on this caution.
Well, the 02 of Shane Coffin is up on the jack there. They've got the left side of the car up now. It's away from me. Maybe, Brad, you can see what they're doing to it, but looks like they might be getting some fresh tires.
Well, mandatory caution comes at lap 75. In the Edward Collins Contracting 125 here tonight. It's been an eventful race. This second half of this race is really going to be exactly what we all anticipated. Josh Collins was leading this race early, spun around back to the back, and now he's worked his way back up to the front. This is going to be really cool, Mike.
A little bit interesting that's going on pit road here. Coffin is changing out new pair of shoes there. That is going to be a no-no on this caution. Only fuel only for the teams, and he's going to end up back of the pack.
And it might pay dividends, right? Pick up your sneakers, take the penalty, go to the rear. We see it in NASCAR all the time. Guys, you know, coming down pit road, they get a quick speeding penalty. They get a ticket. They go back down pit road, get the adjustments now that they need, And we've seen cars like that re-enter the race at the rear of the field and pick up lots, if not win the race. So it's going to be interesting. It might be worth the slap in the hand right now.
Big story here tonight on lap 75. 74, Jason Grove still in play. 56, Graham Tweedy. Those three teams are running for a championship here. And, you know, Collins has the biggest gap right now in the points. He has to win pretty much the rest of the season. So a lot on the line. But looking right now, 74 is now going to take the lead for the championship here. So Collins is going to have to set his eyes on the 74 team for the rest of the season.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Points shake up, kind of moving around. Tis the season, right? Tis the time of
the chase.
Season. The chase. We all love it.
The chase for the first Newfoundland Labrador NASCAR title. A bit of cash on the line, but also the bragging rights. The first NASCAR champion. And to head down to that banquet, I'm sure we'll all be hanging out at Junior's Bar and lots of festivities going on in North Carolina this December as the first Newfoundland crew heads down there for a celebration.
Yeah, it's going to be off the hook. They haven't seen a party until the Newfoundlanders have shown up. Get ready, Charlotte, North Carolina, and NASCAR. You got some of the best people in the world coming in. They're going to show you how it's done.
Now, I asked some of the drivers that were in the contention, I asked them if they ever had a tuxedo in the closet, but I got a lot of no's, so hopefully we'll get them suited up, and maybe we'll get a tent for Brad, and he'll join us.
A Newfoundland tuxedo, what's it look like, Brad?
It'd be a colorful one.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
I need is one with wings. It's called Red Bull.
Hey, there you go, Brad. How about me and you go as Dumb and Dumber? I'll go wear the baby blue. You wear the orange.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I would like to see which one's going to be driving the bike, which one's riding the bike.
I'd be driving it. Definitely.
Well, we got a lot of good friends out in North Carolina. I'm sure we'll have a great time this December, but it's all going to be decided. But this is a big play date here, and lap 75. Yeah, we're going to get going here now shortly there, Jerry. Who you got your eyes on there, Jerry?
Well, as we talked about, the 74 of Jason Groves has been really, really strong. But watching Josh Collins, I've never seen somebody so determined to get themselves up into that position. So tough call between those two, but the one I keep watching, I have to say, though, is Graham Tweedy in that number 44. That car is good. He's been able to put it pretty much where he wants it, and I'm not sure he's shown everything he's got. So I'm going to take the long shot, unlike Brad, who likes to pick on me for taking the favorite. I'm going to go with the 44 and say Graham Tweedy's got a good shot.
Joe? Yeah, better call back Josh and tell him Jerry changed his strategy first time this summer.
First time, isn't it?
We got two young guys in play here, Justin Ryan, the 68, as well as Mitchell Fahey. Fahey's picked up a checkered flag earlier in the season and super strong car. But what really impressed me here tonight is the 68, Justin Ryan. I mean, he's just been sticking there. He's been patient. He's been just watching everything play in front of him. And, you know, he hasn't lost a lot of momentum. He's just always there. So maybe he will be the Puma here tonight.
As the cars begin to circulate around the racetrack, they get their service on pit road, picked up some of that fuel. Any of the ones with any kind of adjustments are definitely going to the rear of the field. And they will rejoin at the rear of the field. We are working lap 75. It was a competition yellow this time around. Could be the final caution of the night. That would be kind of cool for these racers to have a full-on 75-lap green flag run. Sorry, 50 laps. Can't do any math. Getting a little bit on the foggy side here.
Hooked on phonics really work for you, right?
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
You could be like the count on Sesame Street. One,
One, Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could do that.
When we get to the final five, we'll get Brad to do the countdown out there.
Okay. Brad, what do you think? Can you do that?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I was having a conversation with the pit crew here.
You know, Brad is fully fluent in both English and French.
I've had this conversation. I'm not too sure about that.
Really?
Hey, listen, guys, and I am. And if I can get to the rock two more times, I'll be Newfoundlandese too.
Well, Newfoundland does not go well with French in Rivière du Loup, as I told you last night.
Well, you know what, buddy? If I had been standing beside you, you wouldn't have had any issues. Just ask Joe.
Yeah, none at all. None at all. That's you know, Brad's great to hide behind. I do it all the time.
Well, we're definitely missing Tim Terry here this weekend.
Yes, we are. Timmy, what a class guy. He really loves his racing. Tim'sCorner.ca, you can check him out. He does all kinds of write-ups. Our next live race is going to come to you live from Scotia Speed World, the Dartmouth Dodge 200, the Parts for Trucks finale. We've done it for the last 5 years, and we look forward to doing it again. I'll tell you what, those boys are getting her on. It's going to be a dynamite finale to the season. Dylan Blankhorn was out here, right? He's been around this racetrack.
Dylan's been on the track. He came in with the 33 team with Murray and came down and actually drove the 85 car, Gavin Ansi's car, and had a great time.
How did he do? Can you remember that night? Like, was he
it was a top
contender?
Five. Top five.
Top five car? Good deal.
I mean, the guys, like, you know, you got Josh Ware, St. George, you got Eason, and those guys in the Hanlon Realty U.S. Legends that are just, you know, they got this track dialed
in.
Now, they have left the province and hadn't had as much luck as they have here. But the one thing for sure, those top five, six cars that are in the Hanlon Realty, as an outsider coming into Eastbound, it's very difficult to break that top five.
Yeah, it would be. You got a lot of tough competitors here, and you make it up into the top five in any division. If you aren't real familiar with the racetrack and you're able to grab a, you know, a vehicle you're not used to and a track you're not used to and get out there and compete, work your way up into the top five, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Joey McComb here. The pace car is now exiting. We're going to go back to green flag action. But Joey, just to hear that he's only got rear brakes here today, is he's impressing me even more.
Yeah, that's NASCAR Pinty's driver, Joey McComb, one of those veterans that we see on the national tour here in Canada.
He's not that old.
No, he's not. No, no, I've known Joey for quite a while.
So Groves and Collins is going to go back to green here on lap 76 as we restart this race.
Groves. Jason Groves isn't going to waste time. He came out of turn two and simply drove it away, Josh Collins. Maybe waiting for the tire pressures to come up, but somehow Groves got it in. He is out in front.
Oh.
Josh Collins falls back to second. Then right behind him, the number 68 of Justin Ryan. And see, I picked Graham Tweedy. What happens? He starts falling backwards.
Now Collins is looking underneath Groves coming off of three. They come out of four. Collins is underneath him. Collins going to take the lead going down into turn one, Jerry.
And Josh Collins does, in fact, have the lead as Jason Groves in the 74 will fall back into second spot. Right behind him, the 68 of Justin Ryan. They are the top three, and they are starting to pull away on the number five of Tom Drucken. Drucken trying to catch up to those top three. He's got a lot of ways to go. And then Joey McComb in that 125 finishes off the top five.
McComb continues to hold his spot in the fifth position, although having brake issues here all day, showing the experience of the driver, and we got a caution on the racetrack.
Graham Tweedy, your pick, Jerry. Not looking so good on the backstretch there now.
Well, he just turned around to wave at me. I'm sure that's all it was. No, it looks like, I'm not sure how hard the contact was with the wall over there, but it looked like maybe a tire down, something like that.
You jinxed him.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It happens.
Jinxy Jerry. That's what we're going to call it. Jinxy Jerry.
I was being nice to the guys up at the front. I told you who was running strong.
Justin Ryan still in there, still holding that three spot there. He's just sticking it there tonight.
Yeah,
really,
he sure
really
is.
Really proud of him here. And his big weekend's going to be coming up September 11th. His father, Chris Ryan, the Memorial Race Day weekend. So it's great to see Ryan out there this weekend. He hasn't had a full season here, and he had a half season last year. So he's not even, you know, he's not out here on a weekly basis. So to be in that top three, running with Groves and Collins, for me being here every week, I'm very impressed with the 68 car right now.
Yeah, rubbing elbows with the big guys here at the Speedway. How about Josh Collins tonight? Guy was at the front, led the race, took the pole of the race, has contact right around that lap 30 or 40 mark, and man, oh man, heartbreak all the way to the rear of the field. Had to go back in and get some adjustments on that car. Look at him now, left 78, back to the front.
Trying to make it interesting, right?
Sort of, oh,
like,
yeah.
Sort of like sunset.
Yeah. That will definitely pique your interest when you get the fast car going to the rear. We've seen it all here tonight as the field begins to form up behind the pace car. Beautiful Chevy Camaro with the flashing Whelen lights on top. We're going to see those lights pop out just like magic. I think Greg down there is going to make those lights pop out.
No really surprise, guys, to see the 68 and the 5 where they were. They were in the top 5 in qualifying. I was just looking at my score sheet. Those two cars were 5th and 4th in qualifying this afternoon.
They've just been sticking in that position all night and just hanging on there.
Lights out on top of the pace car. Down pit road it goes. Field side by side, 8-9 rows deep. And we're going to come back to the green flag, lap 78 here tonight in the Edward Collins Contracting 125. Green flag is back out, Jerry Mann.
And down we go to turn number one, Collins and Grove side by side. And Collins using the lower lane. He takes the advantage down the back straightaway.
Here comes Lacombe as he takes away the fourth position away from Drucken. And continues to move to the front. Single file down the front straightaway, the top six cars.
Oh, Justin Ryan loose there, Jerry, down in your corner.
Yeah, he was really trying to hold on to that race car. The 68 almost got right out from underneath him, but he did get up high, managed to get a hold of it. Boy, it started to go on.
Oh, we got smoke coming from Tom Drucken in the 5 car.
Uh-oh, that one looks like he lost an engine. That is heavy duty underneath.
And Drucken heads to the high side of the racetrack. He's fading up there, making sure he's not getting in anybody else's way. I believe we're going to see if he can make it down pit road. He speeds up a wee bit, so it's probably not an engine, guys, but he definitely has something going on. You could probably have, give us your sniffer, Brad.
I would say it's motor rear end, but he is making his way to pit road. He just pulled down. He'll be coming down pit road here. I'll see if I can get my sniffer working here, Joe, and just give me a second, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, it'll be coming to you. I can guarantee it as we work lap 82 now. As the 56 of Collins is flying at the front of the field here, we've seen a part just go flying off the number 88. Not sure exactly what it was. Out of the groove, it's way high on the racetrack, so no threat. But I did see a part come off that 88.
Jerry, did you see that on Coffin, the 02 in turn yeah. one?
I was watching that one. I wasn't sure he was going to be able to gather that one up, but he did.
Joe, it smells like an oil leak. It wasn't rear end, so it's something from the engine.
You want to make sure you get that attended to, or you will be replacing a mill underneath the hood. As the race continues up front, Josh Collins has definitely got company. He's got Groves all over the back end. Caution is out.
Chess Cole has managed to make the top five on the board here now. He is last year's 2015 winner of the ECC 125. And like we said earlier, the veterans, you know, they're always going to be there, so anything can still happen. And could Chess Cole be a repeat here this year?
Okay, we're going to check in now with driver the number 56, Josh Collins. Well, Josh, you were at the front. You went all the way to the back. Now look at you, buddy. You're back up front. How does that feel?
Now we're back up front. Had to come down pit road a couple times to fix himself. We had a bit up in that wreck, but we got a pretty fast car here. It seems like she's running pretty good there now.
You're going to need a quick car, that number 74, right on that back bumper. Can you feel them back there, or are you showing everything you got right now?
Showing a bit of patience. Jason's a smart driver. It's going to be an interesting finish because he always saves the pit for the end.
Well, you're going to have to be a man plus a bunch to lift the trophy that we got down on that stage. You guys have done a magnificent job with that. It's a really, really going to be a pride thing to lift that trophy tonight.
See what happens. There's still a little bit of race left to do.
Absolutely. Get back to work in your office there. Good luck. We'll check in with you later or in victory lane. How does that sound?
Good to me.
That's Josh Collins, driver of the 56. He's focusing in on this win. He's 84 laps into 125 here tonight, Mike.
41 still on the board. Anybody's race still, you know, Groves and Ryan still really strong back there. But look at McCollum is now on the board in the fourth spot, and the old dog, Chess Cole, 61. He's a trooper. He likes the inside line. Very difficult to get around. He don't generally come out of that inside line, so it'll be very interesting to see what comes into play here. But the 0-2, he's just on the outside of that top five there.
and he's going to be on the door of the 61 car. So hopefully we'll see the 02 back on the board again and put a challenge to the front of the race. I think they're happy with the lineup there, Jerry. We should be going back to green flag action. 41 laps to go.
Okay, new record here on race time. That is the third set of batteries for my headset today.
Tim's going to have a chuckle over that.
Yes, he will. Yeah, yeah. As the field is formed up behind that beautiful pace car, they will circulate around, and look at that. Just like magic, the lights go out atop of that pace car. We're going to be back into the groove, so to speak, here at Eastbound International Speedway. Sure hope you're enjoying the coverage of tonight's Edward Collins Contracting 125. It's been an eventful one. I'm Joe Chisholm along with, we got Mike James up in the broadcast booth. We've got Jerry Paxton down in turn number one and two. We got Brad Mann down on turn three, four. And we got the starter with a green flag in his hand. And he's having a look over the field. Pulls the trigger. Green is back out. And the 56 gets about, oh, I don't know, a foot lead. That's about it, Jerry, side by side.
And once again, that bottom lane proves to be the fast way around Eastbound International Speedway as Josh Collins gets back out into the lead. The 74 of Jason Groves will fall in behind him in that second spot. And it's a side-by-side battle between John Bryan in the 68 and the 125 of Joey McComb. And look who's back to the top five, the 02 of Shane Coffin.
Thanks for the new tires, gentlemen. My 02 feels a whole lot better with those Dr. Feelgoods on it. I'm on my way to the front. Josh, here I come.
That's going to definitely play into this chess match here now. He is the only one with fresh rubber on the car. I believe Collins did a rubber change earlier on when he went to the back of the pack. And I know, Brad, you, out of all the people here, you must understand what's going to happen here in the next 40 laps.
Well, it'll be who's ever saving something here, guys. But up front, Collins and Groves continue to set the torrid pace. Meanwhile, here comes the 02 car. He takes over the third position. With old tires paying dividends to him here late in the race, he settles into third on his own.
Yeah, he's got some room to make up, though, Jerry. He is back about four car lengths as the 56 and the 74 of Groves setting that quick pace that Brad was talking about. Joey McComb back in that fourth slot. He is under fire right now. The 29 of Fahey is on the rear bumper of Joey McComb, and he's putting the pressure on right now.
Looking at the lap times here, Josh Collins just threw down a 17.3. That's a very quick lap in this stage of the race, and he looks like he's on a mission here.
Yeah, 17.1 took the pole here today. Josh Collins not far and falling far from that fast time that got him the pole of the race, but he didn't have the pole all night. He did go to the rear of the field. He's back up to the front. He's made it through all these race cars on the track. He's got some patience happening tonight, Jerry Paxton. And so is a number of drivers as they continue to race lap 91 here at Eastbound Park.
Mitchell Fahey in that number 29 managed to get around the 125 of Joey McComb. He is up into that fourth spot, putting McComb back a spot. And the number 68 of Justin Ryan, he is right behind McComb. He had slipped back. He was a little closer to the front earlier, slid back just a little bit, but I think he's going to try and make it up. He may have just been taking a breather before he went after it.
He's now got 0.2 seconds on Collins. He is the fastest car. He is consistently throwing down a 17.4 lap time. Collins is coming back now at a 17.7. Now 0.3 seconds in difference.
And it looks like Groves is trying to reel in Collins as there was about 3 car lengths in the difference, so it looks like the 74 car is making up some ground on the leader here in the late goings.
The big question is going to be, did Josh Collins use up those tires coming up through the field when he had to go to the back? He passed everybody to get up front, so that when we went to that mandatory caution at lap 75, he was in second spot. He's now out in the lead. Does he have enough tire, or is that what's taking away the lap times? And the other guys saved a little bit, and now they're going to get them.
Yeah.
Well, the 56 only changed one tire, guys. They only changed the right rear because I think it was going flat. So unlike the 02 car that took 4 new tires, 56 car only took 1 right rear tire.
As we work lap 96, Mike, coming back to 97 right here.
It's got to get antsy inside the car. We're starting to think now we're inside that window of a Saturday night shootout. You got a NASCAR-trained veteran in that race car that's used to doing 300-lap races, 250. And now we're down to 25. What's it do to the mindset, do you think, inside that car? You know Josh better than most of us.
I spent a lot of time with him on the road. He looks very comfortable out there. I'm looking at the lap times here. He's throwing down consistent lap times right now, but Groves and Coffin, the 02 car is what I'm thinking in the 29. The 29 was throwing down 17.4 consistent lap times, and he's now closed in on the 02 car. But he just picked up a bit of dirt on the front stretch, so anybody's race now as Collins comes up on some lap traffic once again.
Meanwhile, the 02 car is on the bumper of Groves looking to take away that second position, making good use of those new tires. Meanwhile, Fahey closing in on the bumper of the 02.
100 laps complete here in the Edward Collins Contracting 125. And we are coming back to lap 101. Your lineup top three right now on the racetrack, 56, Josh Collins. Groves in the 74-02. Coffin is really starting to reel the guys in. Fahey in the 29. Back to Joey McComb. And there's a big distance between the back end of the number 29 car and what will be scored as the number 12 of Joey McComb. So Joey'd be wishing he had some brakes in that race car right now.
I know Rachel Cole and Shane Easton allowing the leaders to race, but, you know, we got Scott Waterman heading down pit road once again. We're going to have to go to Brad soon to start doing the count from Sesame Street.
Hey, don't look now, but the 74 of Groves is right up to the back bumper of the 56 of Josh Collins. And I think he's got something for him because he is coming on hard. And right behind him, the 02 of Coffin, the 29 of Fahey.
Collins said in the interview that the 74 would be saving something, Joe. He told you that on the radio not that many laps ago.
And Groves is showing a lot of strength now as he is within a car length down into turn one and two. He is holding that yellow line at the bottom the same way Collins is. And he is just slowly reeling in that car.
Meanwhile, Collins continues to lead off at turn four. Groves closes within two car lengths of him. They go down the front straightaway into turn one. Groves really closes up the gap going through one and two. One car length separates the leader from the second place.
What a battle up front. Lap 106 coming back to lap 107. The 56 now starting to feel the heat of the 74 guys. There's no doubt, after 107 laps here at Eastbound, we have got a classic race in front of us with two drivers that both want to win this. And man, if they put a show on here tonight, Josh Collins has really gone through the gamut of emotion. He's going through another one right now inside that race car. You can just about guarantee it. He wants some room. He seems to stretch it out down the backstretch, guys. But the 74 just reels them in coming in through the turns.
Lap cars are going to come into play again on the leaders as they come up on two lap cars here. This could be very interesting. 49 goes up high. Oh, he almost collects Collins as he gets out of shape on the back stretch.
And guys, the front end of that car, that was what they were working on that 49. That looks like it could be the issue. The brake rotors are cherry red. They're working the 49 car. He is laps down, but he could be a problem.
Meanwhile, Collins is going to go around the 47 car and put him another lap down. Groves follows him, but Groves has fell off the pace. He's about three or four car lengths behind now as they work their way through lap traffic.
56, Collins that time by really had to be patient with the 47. He had to wait for that move so the 47 could go up the racetrack. The 56 dives down low. That could have been disaster, but it wasn't. Josh Collins using those patience we talked about. He now has a comfortable, I say comfortable, four or five length lead because it's been a lot closer than that as we work lap 112 here tonight.
But lap cars are going to come into play again as Collins.
Twelve laps to go here, Joe. This could get a little tangly.
Yeah, it sure could. I think we lost Brad. His mic probably let go. He will work on that and get it back up for the close of the race. We're working lap 113 now, 114. How about the race we've got in front of us, Jerry? This is wild here tonight.
And that's 74. Jason Groves closing in again slowly on the 56 of Josh Collins. He fell back. That could have been the lap traffic effect, but he is coming again, and this is his last and final chance to get up there. He's got the 24 of
Jamie Drukin.
Jamie Drukin in between, and Drukin is racing, so this is going to make it tough on him.
Yeah, two guys working for position. Neither one want to give an inch, but the 74 is going, come on, guys, get out of the way. I got to catch the leader, and now he's losing space to Coffin. Man, what? Oh, we got a car sideways, and we are going to have a caution. I can guarantee it. Big, big trouble down
that
the backstretch.
That could have been a lot worse on that backstretch as the two cars, and Groves was coming through there, and Waterman was just looking at him face on.
Yeah, sideways across the racetrack. That could have been huge. Good driving on behalf of the drivers here.
10 laps to go. This is what Groves needed.
Oh, yeah, big time. This is 10 laps to go. These are the money laps right here. Man, what a race. What a finish to this race, and we're not done yet. 10 to go, buddy.
If we can get Brad back here, he can start counting down 10.
Yeah.
There you are, Brad.
There you go. You got another battery, did you, buddy?
Yeah, we got another battery, Joel. We also set a record here tonight. That's the first time I had to change a battery in my mic since I've been with you.
Say that. Well, you used
to change tires, and you used to change all kinds of stuff. Now you're trained and changed in a battery.
They talk about all the Newfoundland accents, but can you say battery again?
Listen, buddy, battery. That's the French coming out of me. It's not my fault.
Battery.
Yeah, well, say field.
Field.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Brad, here's one for you. Long may your big jib draw.
Long may your big jib draw?
Jib. That means may there always be wind in your sail, my friend. And Sherry, I'm going to throw one to you. Stay there till it comes to you.
Stay there till it comes to you.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah,
there we go.
Pretty good. That was a wee bit of fun. Is that what it was? No. What's the saying?
No, stay there till it comes to you. So stay right there. I'll be over to you in a second.
Yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah,
Jerry,
last night.
The guy in the taxi cab.
Oh, yeah.
Something about a horse.
I'm trying to remember it now.
Yeah. Had a face of a thirsty horse. Have you ever seen a thirsty horse?
I like. You remember the one he told us about the redhead? Oh. The head no hair?
No, we will leave that one off, yeah. Incredible. We've had a lot of fun out here, just so you know.
Oh, well, you will be back once again, I'm sure.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you. We want to be back at this beautiful province. If you have never been to Newfoundland, trust me when I say you have to experience this out here. As a race fan, this facility stretches from one end to the other. It's pure entertainment value for your dollar. They've done a great job with it, and it's going to continue to get better each and every day. This racetrack's 2.5 years old, we'll call it, and going to crown a NASCAR champion this year at the end of the season for the first time. But tonight, we're going to crown a winner in the Edward Collins Contracting 125. The guy that's responsible for a lot in this race, Josh Collins, is out front of this one.
I'm just thinking about that trophy. We've seen two guys have to carry it off George Street last night. What would have been really interesting if Josh had to have it filled with beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Pistons wouldn't have went up and down unless you drank them.
Jerry would have took care of that.
Yeah. Josh? No. Jerry? They're picking on you, buddy.
I'm not saying a word.
No. Not a peep.
This could open the door for Joey here now. He's on the board in the top five, so he's going to be starting in row three on the inside here.
Yeah, and we've seen it the last time, Mike. When we had a slowdown, Joey's car came to him. When it slowed down, he did get a little bit of brake back in that machine. You never know. We got 10 to go here. Is it enough for Joey McComb to make a charge?
Anything can happen in 10 laps, but it'd be pretty interesting to see two Pinty driver partners come down here to the final five.
The one I'm watching is that 0-2 of Shane Coffin, though. Think about that Dr. Feelgoods he got. They've been helping him along. They could be really important now that he's this close to the front.
There's that famous finger, Joe.
Yep, the finger to the sky. Greg, our starter here at the racetrack, veteran starter, NASCAR official starter.
Years ago, they used to call out if they had a problem in the pits. They used to have, like, wrestling matches in the front of the
place. Oh, really? Really? I wouldn't want to wrestle that dude.
But pace car is now exiting, Jerry, and we're going to go back to green flag action to the final 10 laps. We're going to count them down, and Collins and Groves side-by-side are going to come right at you here.
This is going to be the ultimate shootout. We've got 10 to go. Here they come, lighting it up as the green flag comes down. We are back racing and into turn number one. Side by side, Groves and Collins, they come out. Here comes the 0-2 of Coffin. Shane Coffin gets the 0-2 up underneath the 74 of Jason Groves. He's going up into second spot right behind the 56 of Collins.
Meanwhile, Fahey's trying to follow him through to take over the third spot. Groves fights back on the outside, but Fahey looks like he's going to get the job done. 0-2 gets real loose coming off of turn two. Collins opens up a four-car lead.
And, guys, I don't think Joey McCone's got a problem with brakes anymore. He's got a problem with go. That car is not going. He is way off the pace.
Yeah, the drivers had to really stack up from about fourth place back. Joey McCone, that car just failed to go when he stepped on the throttle. Something going on, and he went pit side. But up front, the 56 car of Josh Collins, he's been the class of the field here tonight. He's got a tough competitor, a Coffin, right behind him. But now Coffin under fire. The 29 of Fahey looks up the inside. He is going to battle for the position off the exit of turn four. Give that second spot to the 0-2. He fought back on the high side.
He fought back hard on the outside. And there's six laps to go. Meanwhile, Collins stretches the lead out. Fahey gets by the 0-2 car to take over the second position.
Someone woke up that driver of the 29, Mike. He said it's go time.
Well, we're down to five laps to go, and Fahey is on a mission as he's closed in all that real estate. But Collins is on a mission here now as he lunges it into turn three and four.
Just five laps left to go. Now four at the line. The 56 of Collins. He has done it all here today. It's been a roller coaster for the 56, but he is on a tear. He is going to come back to three to go this time, but the 29, Jerry Paxton, is still coming.
He is the second place car, and he's not done yet. He knows he's still got a couple of laps to make it work. He's giving it everything he's got as he tries to catch up to the 56 of Collins. Meanwhile, behind him, a battle for third spot as Jason Groves in the 74 going to work with Shane Coffin in the 0-2. They are side by side as they come through turn number four. We've got 123 laps complete, two to go, and this race is anything but over.
Meanwhile, Collins is going to come down, lead down the backstretch. Fahey in hot pursuit. Collins will take the white flag this time by. One to go in the 125. Collins leads Fahey down into the corner. They're into lap traffic. This could get interesting. Coming to the finish line, two lap cars racing side by side as Fahey continues to close down on the back bumper. Josh Collins. Collins looks underneath. He gets back to the start-finish line. Josh Collins going to win it with Fahey on his bumper.
Unbelievable finish to tonight's race. Oh, man, deja vu inside the 56, I can well imagine. He looked at the 49. They had trouble early in the race, but not at the end. It is the 56 of Josh Collins going to victory lane, and we're going to hear from all of them.
Now, Joe, he's taken three checkered flags, and he tends to like to tear up the grass a little bit, so we've implemented a $500 fee for tearing up the grass, and this is one thing that I keep calling him out on. I told him, I said, if you can't learn how to do a donut on your checkered flag run, go up on 3 and 4 and do them up there. But I'm sure tonight the ECC 125, the man of Edward Collins taking the checker flag here with you guys here live on Racetime Radio. What a night. I'm pretty excited here.
Well, I'll tell you what. You better, Patty, get ready. You're going to get $500. I can see it coming right now. You're going to see donuts like you haven't seen in a long time here at Eastbound International Speedway. It's in the books. The Edward Collins Contracting 125 has been won by the number 56 of Josh Collins. What a race.
And all you fans, give it up for Josh Collins of Placentia, the 56 car, sponsored by Edward Collins Contracting, Universal Environment, Dennis Porter Trucking and Reefer Service, and there goes the grass. $500 penalty.
That's okay. Add it up. It's okay. That's all right. He's celebrating inside that race car.
He's going to try to fire that thing back up. He's not done with the grass.
No, we're going to hear from him too, Josh. Or pardon me, Jerry. I got Josh going because it's Josh in victory lane. But Jerry Paxton and Bradman will make their way down onto the front stretch. We'll hear from the top three tonight as the donuts in victory lane continue for the 56. He's doing what they do in NASCAR, buddy. He's burning it down.
That rotor's getting real hot there.
That don't matter. Don't need it now. Look at that.
Any minute you're going to hear the bang as the beat on that tire. Let's go.
Yeah, you may want to be heads up around that fence there just in case one of those tires. Hey, there we go. Big hand for Josh Collins.
Can you get in on the radio here?
Yeah, we probably can if we got enough steam left in this. How about it, Josh? Look at you in victory lane. You got to be one happy dude. Yeah, he is one happy dude. I think he's unbuckling. He's probably got the helmet off. We'll hear from him in just a moment.
Helmet's off there.
It'll be a party in Newfoundland tonight.
There goes the Hans device.
It's out the window, and he can hear you now. Put it together for the 56 of Josh Collins.
Oh, he definitely had to work for it, eh?
He sure did. He's throwing that checkered flag up.
Yeah, he got a $500 penalty. Now he's going to get another $500 penalty for throwing away the checkered flag.
Well, you better call NASCAR. Tell him you need another flag. It is Josh Collins' night here tonight. We're going to throw it down to, let's throw it down to Brad Mann with our third place finisher here tonight. Take it away, Brad.
Jason Groves, quite a run tonight in the 74 car. I had an opportunity to talk to you yesterday. You were here practicing. It looks like you get the bugs out of the car. You had a real good run tonight.
Yeah, the car wasn't too bad. Just that last restart hurt us there. Didn't really hope for that one, but it's all we can do, and we'll go try for him next race.
Josh told us, we talked to Josh on the in-car radio in the last caution, and he figured you were saving a little something there for late in the race. Is that what you were doing?
I was trying to hold back a little bit to save a little bit there, but then when I got that last restart, I couldn't do nothing. That was it. She fell off. The car fell.
Seems to be the inside lane is preferred on the restart here. Is that what the difference was on that last restart?
Yes, for sure.
There you have it from your third place finisher. Jason Groves gave it all he could.
Jerry, down to you in victory lane here with our second place finisher.
Mitchell Fahey, that number 29. You kind of laid back there for a while, buddy. You showed up when you needed to.
Yeah, we had some trouble there starting out, and a couple restarts, got lucky on a couple restarts, and we kind of had a bit of bad luck on a couple restarts too, but it worked out and in.
You wouldn't have had anything, because you have anything for Collins if we'd had a few more laps.
I don't know. We probably could have gave him a run.
It looked like you had that in mind from the beginning. That competition caution, that little break, did you really need that in the middle?
I did so, yeah. That really helped us out.
Was that to cool the driver down or to cool the car down?
A bit of both, I believe.
And a little refreshment for you and the car, too.
Yeah.
Good finish tonight. Second place for Mitchell Fahey.
And down to victory lane. Brad Mann, take us away with our winner.
Well, I'm here with the driver of the 56 car, Josh Collins. You had your work cut out for you. Got collected by a lap car early in the going. Had to go to the back. Saw you change your right rear tire. Tell us about your eventful night, because it wasn't easy, buddy.
No, we were running pretty good. We knew we were fast, but we got tangled up with that car and came down pit road once or twice there. I changed the rim. We had bent and tire, and I knew right away in the restart we didn't have much for Chess. I was behind him, couldn't get around him. But all in all, it was a good show. I knew the 74 and the 29, these guys were running for points too. It was all a really close race, and these guys are intelligent too. So you really got to try to save yourself. But when the spotter's telling you to knock on your door, you got to get going.
Notice you did a big burnout in victory lane. Pretty near melted the back rotors right off this thing. By the look of it, they were orange. Was that a special night for you to do a big burnout like that here in front of your hometown fans?
Oh, yeah, I love racing out here in front of our own crowd, and we sponsored tonight. It means something, too. But I don't know, we just like doing the burnouts on the stand. They're not going to be too happy with me, but that's the way it is.
There you got it from the winner, the champion of the 125, Josh Collins, the driver of the 56 car.
Unbelievable race here tonight. Incredible, to say the least. The Edward Collins Contracting 125 lived up to exactly what we anticipated. The 56 in victory lane. I'll tell you, Mike, we've been treated this weekend like no other. We've been introduced to not only a fantastic staff and a fantastic speedway and a great province, and the list goes on, but how about the competition on the racetrack? It doesn't get much better than that. Josh Collins had his work cut out for him tonight.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, when he came up from all the way from the back of the pack, you know, he had his work ahead of him. Very unfortunate for Shannon Squires earlier on in the race, who was giving him a good run at the front. But Justin Ryan had a great race here. A lot of the competitors here threw down and all right through the top four of the divisions here. Sarah Thorne had a great night. We had an amazing overall weekend here, but it's not going to end just here tonight. It's going to continue on tomorrow, winging it on Hebron Way. We're going to go live on Sirius XM, and we're going to have all the fans out and as well as some of the competitors. You got some special guests in mind from the Camping World Trucks. We are going to continue this, but it doesn't stop here. The storyline is going to continue on September 10th and 11th. We're going to have the doubleheader, I believe, with the Hickman 125, as well as the Wounded Warrior 75. Brand new race to us. It is the Memorial Race Weekend. In salute to Dennis Weir and Chris Ryan. Justin Ryan and Josh Weir are going to be in the seat for the 59 and 68 car. And then we're going to go right down to the final, where all the eggs are in the basket. There is going to be the first NASCAR championship on the line here for the Whelen All-American Series. And will it be Collins? Will it be Groves? Will it be Fahey? But tonight, looking at those three in the top podium, it's going to be a chase right to the very end.
Well, I'll tell you what, fans will not want to miss one lap here at this racetrack with these three battling it out. It is truly anyone's game. You're going to have all your I's dotted, T's crossed, and you're going to have to be here right at Eastbound International Raceway to see how everything shakes out throughout the course of the rest of the season. But I'll tell you what, if I needed any kind of work done with heavy equipment, I'd definitely be picking up the phone come Monday morning, and I'd be calling that Edward Contracting.
Or if you spilled a barrel of oil in your backyard.
Well, absolutely. They'd be the ones to take care of that as well. Guys, where'd you get off to down there?
Well, Joe, I'm down here with the driver of the 18 car, Shannon Squires, so I just want to check in with Shannon. You had a good car early in the race, and what seemed to be the trouble? I saw some smoke out from under it, but what put you out tonight, bud?
Yeah, we had a good car to start out there, and so we had a little bit of transmission problems and took us out early in the race. Too bad because we had a strong car, and we'd like to thank Racetime Radio for coming out and supporting us, so thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure to come out here. You got quite a facility. Your dad's put up quite a facility, and I got to say I've been at a lot of racetracks, but your dad is really hands-on here. I see him driving the forklift in here, helping guys out. Usually you don't see that at track owners, but he's right hands-on down the pit here with all these.
Oh, yeah, well, we don't stop, so you got to keep it moving. Keep it going.
There you go. Transmission takes the 18 car out of the big race tonight, Shannon Squires.
And I'm down here with Joey McComb, NASCAR Penny's driver. What do you think of this crowd?
This was it was interesting. It was a fun race. I got to really thank Josh Collins and his whole crew. I mean, their hospitality has been amazing. The track's hospitality has been amazing. Newfoundland's amazing. I love it here. I want to come back more often. Just too bad for us. We got a flat tire at the end there. But the car just – we were having a brake issue the whole race, and we really couldn't race anybody. So I just had fun just riding around, learning the track. I mean, you never know. Pinty Series might come here one day, and I'll have a one-up on everybody.
This looks like a great facility for a Pinty's race.
It'd be a lot of fun. I think we'd have a big crowd here. I think it'd be big for Newfoundland. I think it'd be big for the track. It'd be big for everybody here at the facility. I'll definitely give my recommendation to come here one day.
There you go. Joey McComb, loving Newfoundland.
Absolutely. We're going to see these guys hoisting up this trophy, and it's going to be pretty amazing.
How
here
could
shortly.
Joey not like Newfoundland? His name is on George Street on a flag.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be tough to do, wouldn't it?
Well,
get your name up there.
I'm thinking we're going to have to call Mark Dilley tonight and send the invite out. Because I know Dilley will really appreciate George Street.
Oh, he would, yeah. You'd probably lose Mark Dilley down there for a little while. Yeah, I can guarantee it. And I'll tell you, by the exit of his trip down there, someone would come out with a dilly dog. I can guarantee it. They got a dilly dog at sunset. Trust me when I say it's a real dilly. Where did you get off to, Brad? You're probably with somebody down there. Oh, tell you what, I'll turn your mic on and we'll hear you. Go ahead, fire away.
That's awful, Joe, that you turned my mic off. I caught up here with the winner of the Legend car, Jonathan Norman, the driver of the 20 car. You put on quite a show here tonight, buddy. Just get your take on the race and how good the car really was.
Well, we put a lot of work into the car this week. We've been wrenching on that car all week long, and, well, I guess we done something right this week. She's stuck to the track pretty good today.
How important is it to build the morale of the team when you get a big win at one of the biggest events here at the Speedway? I know the undercards always look to get the big win on the big night.
I don't know what. But it is important, you know. The team, I got to thank my brother, my sponsors and stuff like that. They helps me get through all this. And my father. And there's a lot of work got to go into the car, and I wouldn't be able to do it without none of them.
There you go. The driver of the 20 car, Jonathan Norman, thanking the crew, the all-important pit crew, the parents that back these racing organizations.
Yeah, it takes a good driver to put it in victory lane, but it sure is a team sport, Mike, and we got a lot of good race teams out here.
It was really good to see Jonathan Norman up there with the checker flag. You know, he had a very unfortunate season last year, just losing the championship by 1 point. He was the 2014 champion. Had a couple of mishaps, a couple of bobbles on the backstretch there. Had to rebuild that car twice this season, but to see him on the victory lane with that 20 car was truly amazing. You know, having the Edward Collins Contracting colors up there, even though it is an Islander RV car.
Yeah, it is. Throw it down to Brad. Man, Brad, you caught up with another hot young racer from out here, I bet.
Yeah, I did, and last night at the Winget, I found out that these guys hang out at Josh Collins' shop quite a bit, and this young man's starting his racing career. A little bit of bad luck tonight for Brendan McFarland. You want to explain what you got caught up in there, buddy?
Well, we had a good qualifier. I felt like we had a really, really good car today, and we're running clean. Looked like a couple of fellas got into each other on the low side, so I figured I'd take the high side. Stayed up on the high, and they just came up, nowhere to go.
Sometimes, when we get in accidents in race cars, because of driving one myself, you make a decision, you have to live with it. Next time, maybe when you went to the high side, it'd be the right move. You don't know. You just have a fraction of a second to make that move. And I see you got some nice sponsors on this race car. I always carried Coors Light, so I got kind of a favorite to your car. And Mountain Dew and the Wing It. Is there some other people you want to thank for your race organization you got here?
Yeah, I'd like to say a big shout out to Nolan Graphics for the wrap on the trailer of the car. Awesome work he does. RY Interlock, Dave's Tirecraft, all these guys helped me out a lot so far this season, and I really appreciate it.
There you have it from Brendan McFarland, a young gun coming up through the ranks, learning the hard way in a crash, but that's what makes better racers, and next time maybe the high groove will be the right place to go, bud.
Exactly. We'll try that next time for sure.
Maybe we'll get his girlfriend to get on the headset and say, McFarland, drive through it.
Yeah, drive through it. You know, Mike, you got to have all those pages in your book when you're going to be a winner, when you're going to be a champion. You got to have all those bad nights to add up to one of those good nights. And, you know, Brendan had one of those bad nights, but the good part about that, if there is a good part, you got that page in the book. You got that learning curve out of the way. And sometimes you just a byproduct of racing, and you get involved. But one of these nights, you got to watch out. That 22 car is definitely capable of rising to the occasion.
I was really impressed with his qualifier there earlier on, being in the top 10. And, you know, McFarland, it's how fast you actually stand right back up. You know, he is a rookie. He's talking about some trips down the USA. The 22 car, I know, is going to be a contender in the next year. And the last race in Mad Jack 75, took a top five, got himself on the board. Here at the rookie status, you actually started in the heat qualifiers at the back of the pack in your rookie status. So very difficult when you're a rookie and trying to get up through there. But during the time trials, I was really impressed with his time run. He broke the 18-second barrier, got into the top 10, and was running really well out there until he got into that snaggle on turn one.
Yeah, it happens. Jerry Paxton, down to you, buddy. What do you got?
Well, I just sort of standing here by the presentations. They're lining up the cars, getting ready to present the trophies, and I just had to have one more look at this trophy because it is so incredibly unique. This is a trophy that if you have this one, your name is going to be on it, and it's going to really and truly mean something because it is a one-of-a-kind. There's no other trophy like it. It's the front section of an engine on top of a rim. It's unbelievable. It's just one of those things that nobody's going to duplicate that anywhere else.
No, it's a definite work of art. We are closing in on it. We'll have some pictures of that celebration, I can guarantee it, or you can have a look at Eastbound Park. On Twitter, I can bet, Mike, you're going to have lots of shots up of this all
Twitter,
week long.
Facebook. I know earlier on we were tweeting out the start of the race when the Blues guys came out and we took a panoramic shot. Social media has been blowing up all day since you guys arrived. Last night we did that live feed with the Facebook with the cars running on George Street. It's been a very memorable weekend with you guys here. And, you know, we're looking forward to the future of having you back here and being a part of our family. From all the staff, Pat Squires, myself, Sarah, and Bob, big thank you for coming out to support this race. And we're looking forward to the future. You know, a lot of the tracks out there, you know, like Scotia Speed World and New Smyrna, you know, they got 40, 50 years, three, four generations of family and race teams. And what I've seen, I've been all over the world, you know, the Middle East, Europe, and right across Canada, USA. I've been to most of the tracks in the USA and Canada. And what I've seen here in 2 years, what's grown, the McFarland team, brand new to the sport. You know, they are diehard NASCAR fans, and it shows, you know, the effort they're putting into the car. You talked about the four-cylinder Division II NASCAR, how much effort's been put into the paint jobs on the car. This is going to be a serious track in the future. 2 years in, the car counts up. It's growing. The Bandoleros are coming up. A lot of the U.S. legends are now moving over to Division One NASCAR. And who knows? Division One NASCAR could be a Pro Stock Series here. There are five Pro Stocks now on the island, and that seems to be the trend right now. You could see another division here in 2017.
Well, I know you guys are just getting started, and it blows my mind. I've also been around, and we can't thank you enough for having us out here on the island, on the rock, and we can't thank Collins Contracting enough for having us very, very instrumental in having Racetime Radio out here to broadcast this tremendous day and night of racing. Festivities down on that beautiful podium are going to get underway, and somebody's going to start lifting some trophies. And I can guarantee you, it'll be Josh and the crew hoisting that baby up. It's going to take more than one.
It's too bad we didn't have a battery to turn that motor over.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be something else. Brad, we got time for one more interview. Where did you get off to?
I'm away down here at the end of pit road, Joe. This is one of the first buddies I met when I came to the island. I was down here in the racetrack, and I saw a motor on an engine stand. I saw a transmission, a bell housing laying, and nobody around the car. Later in the day, along comes Philip Fowler. Had to put a motor in the car, was helping you with your transmission. Buddy, I never seen somebody work so hard in all my life to get into a race, and you didn't have real good luck. What took you out?
Oh, well, we had a pretty rough year this year. After the last three races, went through three engines, and today gets the car running great, pulling real strong, keep it to pack, and lo and behold, the gearbox blows up. So gearbox locked up, and we lost it in turn two, and that was the end of my night.
We're going to change your name for the next time I come back, and I'm going to call you the Terminator. Three engines in 1 year, you just destroy everything, buddy. I'm sure you got some crew that helped you and some people that backed this operation that you'd like to thank. And
yes, we got an awesome sponsor, Hanlon Realty. He's back behind me with everything we do. We got a great crew. We got Freddie Arsenal, and we got Frank, we got Morgan Oates, and they keep this car running as much as I can drive it. But our luck is just out, so we soon got to our luck soon got to change, and hopefully in the next two races we can get back on top of the field again.
I'm definitely going to give the hard luck trophy to Philip Fowler, the driver of the 11 car, a guy that worked. He had his elbows in the grease all weekend, and a transmission took him out of the race here.
Just so you know, Brad, he says he's from St. John's, but he is the only one from Labrador, all the way from Labrador, Philip Fowler of the Hanlon Realty team. Great competitor and is always there, and just a really hard year for the Hanlon Realty team this year.
Well, I just respect the guy that works on the car himself. He was right up to grease in his elbows. Hats off to him for the effort they made this weekend to get in the show.
Dynamite job. Jerry Paxton, final thoughts going into the end of tonight's broadcast. What did you think of The Rock? What did you think of this beautiful facility, buddy?
Well, first of all, a huge thank you to everybody in Newfoundland. I don't think I've met anybody here who hasn't made me feel welcome, and that's a pretty special feeling all by itself. But this facility is phenomenal. I can see exactly what Mike is talking about. The future of this place, the future of the racing on Newfoundland is unbelievable. There's some great talent here. These guys are learning. They're learning fast. They're learning very well. They put on a great show tonight. I don't think we've seen anything like it before. And to watch Josh Collins kind of go to the back, come to the front, and not just him. We saw a couple of other guys do it, too. The 0-2 of Shane Coffin, who just missed that top three. He went to the back and came up to the front. So there's some great talent here, some great equipment, and this facility is one of the best showcases for it. And as Mike says, so much to come. Great race. The Edward Collins Contracting 125 is a huge race. When you asked me at the beginning to make a prediction, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I have no idea. But at the end of the race, I still have to say, you have to be kidding me. I have no idea. These guys are all good. Anybody could have been to victory lane. Great show tonight. I look forward to coming back.
Well, great job overlooking turns one and two. Did a masterful job on our lineups and always do a great job down in the turns and on pit road. Brad Mann, what do you think? Final thoughts for you tonight, my friend. What are you thinking?
Outstanding establishment. The hospitality of the Newfoundland people here has been great to us. We were well received everywhere as we went. Spent a lot of time with track owner Patty Squires. This man really wants us to succeed. Guy with a big heart, an owner that's down in the pit, talking to everybody and making sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody's going for the same goal. And you will see huge, huge things become of this Eastbound Park Raceway. This is just a tip of what's going to take place here. I know they're going to keep working at it and growing and growing. I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't the biggest story of success in Eastern Canada in some time with the facility we see here. And the racing on the track was unbelievable. There was lead changes all night. We didn't really know. We saw Collins go to the back, come back up through the field. But he had competition. He didn't run away with it. The 74 car gave him a chase. The 0-2 put tires on, made a race of it. Lots of action, all divisions. They want to be real proud of the race car drivers, the young people coming up in Bandoleros. Everybody put on a great show. And I was very pleased to be part of it and enjoyed the race immensely.
Well, you did a masterful job, and thank you so much for your insight to take us in behind the scenes, in behind the helmet. You do a great job overlooking turns three and four at this racetrack, along with pit road. We had a lot of fun, my friend. That's Brad Mann, veteran pro stock driver, and now broadcaster. We're real lucky to have him. Mike, down to you. Your final thoughts on tonight's event. You've been here. You've done it. You've lived it. And my friend, I get a chance for my final thoughts after you're done.
Well, you know, guys, generally I do it by myself, which is very difficult when you got all these changeovers. It was a great race, you know. I said right from the very beginning, I didn't know anybody was going to win this race. A lot of people had their money on Collins. But there at the end, Mitchell Fahey in the 29 really gave him a run for his money. The lap traffic, I think if there was one more lap, it could have definitely played in the hands of the 29 car. He did a really great job. You know, this he only ran a half a season last year. This is his first season. Collins got a lot more races under his belt, and have that 29 there right on the bumper right at the end. I'm very impressed with Mitchell Fahey and the 29 team. But, you know, This series is getting bigger and bigger, and having a crew like you guys here makes it a lot easier. Tim Terry will be in the house in a couple of weeks, but when you're trying to do this by yourself, it gets pretty tangly out there. But very appreciative of having you guys down here, and definitely brought a different fan experience for all of our fans here. And we'd like to have you back in the near future.
Well, we will definitely entertain that idea anytime you would like to, my friend. It's totally been enjoyable. Masterful job that you do on all different fronts. I've seen races promoted, and there is a lot of great promoters in this country. A lot of big races and a lot of big, big effort goes into it. But I got to tell you, it's the first time I've ever walked down a main street in a major city anywhere and seen the type of promotion and excitement that this racetrack has got here on the Rock and especially in St. John's. And there is only one way that happens, and it's with a guy that does a lot of digging. You got another guy with a big dream. It takes people, and people are what make everything tick, and you guys have got it.
That ECC 125, though, you know, the Josh Collins and the Wing and the team did a lot of effort in promoting this. You know, I didn't do it all by myself. We got a great team around us, Sarah Squires, Bob Smith, and Patty. But on this special weekend, this is a big weekend for the Edward Collins team. They threw out all the stops. The Wing and the team got involved, and you know, it was really great to see two big sponsors, Winging It and Edward Collins, actually throwing down and making this an annual thing that's going to grow year after year. You talked about the IWK and how historic that's been. I believe the ECC 125 in Collins' eyes is going to grow year after year.
It's going to, and that's the cool part. Canada, you are incredibly lucky. Trust me when I say all of us are, to have places, people, and facilities like we've got. Mike, it's been a pleasure working with you. It's been a pleasure being here. Got to thank Josh Collins and Collins Contracting again for having us here. My closing thoughts and what I'm going to take away from the Rock here this weekend is history. History has been made. And as far as I can tell, in the gray hair on my head tells me one thing. In order to have a future, you must have some history. And this track here tonight has made history. It's made Canadian motorsports history. Fans are going to be able to relive tonight on and on and on through the digital media platform that we're all lucky to be part of. That's going to live for a long time. And I can tell you, I take away from this race, what a racetrack, what a future. This place leaves me with one huge word, and that is future. And I can't wait to see what's in store for here, for the fans, for the competitors, and for everyone that's connected with this racetrack. Going to be cool. Sounds warm and fuzzy, but I'm feeling it, and it's real, and it's coming straight out of the heart. This has been cool. I can't wait to see what the future holds, buddy.
The next time I call you on a Sunday night program, now we got a face to go together.
Yeah, so we do.
The Sunday night program might get even more interesting now when I call in.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot more interesting. We're going to do it tomorrow night. We're going to do it from Winging It. It's going to be down the road. Tell me again the address.
Hebron Way, just there by the Costco. It's the Banger Drive. You know it. East side of St. John's, Hebron Way. We're going to go live tomorrow night. A lot of wings, a lot of cold beer. Pepsi products are going to be in the house. Of course, our friends at Pepsi.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a grand old time to finish this weekend. That's been just an amazing from start to finish, from last night right up to tonight. And we're going to continue that festivity tomorrow with you live.
Well, I can't wait for it. And I hope everyone that is in within earshot of this comes out to Winging It. Come out hungry. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to wrap up this weekend. We're going to do it with a lot of our friends here from Eastbound International Speedway. That's going to do it for us tonight here at the racetrack. I want you to know our next live broadcast is going to come up in just a couple few short weeks. We're going to crown a champions in the Maritime. We're going to crown the Parts for Trucks champion at Scotia Speed World. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200. And we're going to do it live on racetimeradio.com. We're going to do it worldwide. And, yeah, we're going to make some more of that stuff we talk about, history. And it's all going to be done. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your ride home. And I hope you enjoyed the broadcast here tonight. If you did, send the cards and letters to Racetime Radio. If you didn't enjoy it, let Mike know. Just kidding. That's going to do it for us tonight. It's been a slice, buddy.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon.
That's it. We'll talk to you tomorrow night live from Winging It.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. A message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig, dig, dig.
exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.